If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Push on, black man, push on.
Black is not a color.
Tell that to black people.
I don't know any.
It's gonna be a party.
British people.
Oh, they're polite, and the men all sound gay, but they will rip out your heart.
I'll consider it a date, baby.
We know his accent is phony, but we don't care.
I love little girls.
Welcome to my nightmare.
I just love funny people. Funny people are great, you know, and so hilarious.
That girl's fat.
Ah, weird. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strawberry.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe this. I thought I had bought tickets to SeaWorld.
And now.
Say you love Jesus. Say it.
If I say I love another man, doesn't that make me gay?
Do you want to be damned for all eternity?
No, I just want you to go to hell.
Our feature presentation.
He's going to kill him if he doesn't say he loves Jesus.
That's one of my favorite shows, Weeds. That's so good.
It's great.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, and it's some 20 mid-20s.
I think.
Mid-20s,
okay,
I think. 26th of September.
Slut! 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 Slut!
Well done.
That's a little
everyone.
Bit of a weak start. That's all right.
Sorry, I had hey, the date wrong.
No. Lisa has a ponytail.
Whore. Whore. Whore.
I watched that episode last night.
How funny was that?
It made me laugh, but that's the first thing you thought of was that was me.
Both of us thought of that, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Well, not so much you as just...
just useful
well,
for us as
you.
A show.
Not
me.
You. No, I was wrong. It's
that
you.
All me.
We love the ponytail, Lisa. I don't know if we've mentioned that before, but you should wear the ponytail more often.
I'll do my best for you. I'll wear the... My hair's growing out a little, so it's a little better.
That's the problem is we don't think of you in a sexual way enough.
So I agree.
That's true.
You need to soak the fire.
I need to wear more ponytails and lower shirts.
Lower shirts, right.
and for folks who
wonder why the ponytail is significant, because it makes Lisa look like she just got worked. Like she just barely had time to get to the office in the morning because she was still bagging up till 10 after 5 this morning. And B, we like to think of it as a handle.
Of
I mean, it's also useful. It's not just attractive. It's also very useful.
I don't think you have to explain that to any man.
All right.
Okay. We all get that.
I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of attractive women, we didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday, but I did want to bring it up, and we don't have a sports guy where it would normally fall, but it is fantastic, and it is true. The NFL has sent a memo to all 32 professional football teams informing them that home teams are not permitted to tell their cheerleaders to warm up, stretch, or otherwise do anything in front of the visiting team's bench that might distract the players before the game.
New rule.
Really?
Yes.
How
what?
Awesome is... What... Kevin, you watch more football than I do. Was there an incident? Was there some sort of a complaint in some game where somebody said, hey, the cheerleaders are hot and they're distracting us?
There must have been. I'm not sure what it is, but I sure would like to know which team was doing that because that's awesome.
That's crazy.
And it's also crazy that the NFL has to make a rule like that. Like how close is near the bench and how do they enforce it?
These guys
they
have been
ticket?
Playing
what do they do?
With cheerleaders since college. I think they can focus. That's
yeah.
kind of why they're really good.
According to CBS Sports, apparently there were concerns around the league that some teams had specifically told their cheerleading units to warm up prior to the game right in front of the visiting team in hopes that the visiting team's players would be too distracted checking out the chicks to pay attention to their coach's pregame instructions. That's what the Patriots ought to have been videotaping right there.
No
Screw
kidding.
The other team's signals. Come on.
I'd be happy with that. I'd thank the home team for putting the cheerleaders over there.
Absolutely.
That was fantastic. That got us off to a good start. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you would look forward to going to that city if you knew that the cheerleaders were going to be doing that, right? So that's crazy sports story number one. Crazy sports story number two from yesterday is the Chicago Cubs fans, whose last name is Fields, just had a baby and named the kid Wrigley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So the kid's name is now Wrigley Fields, which, by the way, probably not something that'll stand in his or her way in Chicago. If the kid lives in Chicago, people are probably going to love that.
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, it's also a way to pick on people. I mean, not everybody loves the Cubs, right?
Do
the White Sox play there, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They do, okay.
That's a big rivalry, yeah.
The kid's middle name is Alexander, and they said that once, I think he's, I forget how old, but like by the time he's school age, he can use that name instead.
Well, that's great. Why don't they just give him a name he can use from the beginning?
Why don't they just give him Wrigley in the middle, and he can use that if he wants to when he gets older.
Yeah.
to press rewind a bit, I think Kevin was asking if the White Sox play at that field.
Yeah, that same place.
No,
same
stadium. Oh, no, no, no. No, but, they play U.S. Cellular.
Okay, so at least half of the city is not going to be.
The first thing that came into my head, that kids from the south side of Chicago are going to kick that kid's ass all the time. Like,
because his name is Wrigley, yeah.
And I can understand loving a sports team and loving a coach and loving certain players. And I can even understand liking the arena that you play in. But you don't name it.
Take that step. Yeah.
You don't take a football player. You don't. It has to be the actual arena. That's the name.
Well, that's just dumb. In this case, I guess. Of course, former sports guy Money named his daughter Peyton after Peyton Manning of the Chicago Bears because he's such a big Chicago sports fan.
Peyton's kind of a cool name, though.
I think it's Walter Peyton.
It is.
Oh, was it Walter Payton? Walter Payton. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But Payton,
and, see, and you wouldn't necessarily connect it.
Right. Payton works on its own, and he didn't add Walter to it.
Right.
So it's not like it's the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, people don't have to know. With Wrigley Fields, if that's your name, it's not a coincidence. It's pretty much a giveaway.
And Money's dog is named Ditka.
Right.
That's, well, you got to know what's going on there.
That's a little over
but
the line.
It's a dog.
That's all right. It's a dog, right?
You can tease it.
Who cares?
And he hangs up every time Money tries to talk to him.
Yeah, that's true. That does happen, unfortunately.
So anyway, good times in the NFL with the cheerleaders. Good times in Chicago with Wrigley Fields.
Money, you want to say goodbye to him?
Thank you so much for everything, Coach. I really appreciate it. You've given me a wonderful life.
He's gone.
Darn.
He hung up.
He hung up.
That's so funny.
He didn't hang up on me. He hung up on you guys. You ruined my moment.
Hey, he got his plug in.
I really wanted you to have that moment with him.
Which makes it even better.
He's a better guy than we thought.
That was a great moment.
That was one of the best moments ever. Because Money, you know, Money's one of those guys who doesn't get that excited about a lot of things. But when he is excited, he's just over the top.
And doesn't get that flustered when things go poorly usually. Money kind of exudes confidence and always seems like everything's going okay. Like, he was so...
Well, that hurt.
That
was his hero
for
the kid.
Yeah. He was so red. He was so hurt when that happened.
So we, of course, play so it every time he comes in just for comedy. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
I don't know if you've seen this guy, Denny Blaze, on YouTube.
Yes, I have.
He's done a video called Average Homeboy. I guess he did that, I don't know, 20 years ago or something like that. He's got some new songs out, too. But if you want to see something that's really spectacularly, and you know, we worship the bad. This guy is the king of bad. Go to YouTube and type in Average Homeboy or type in Denny Blaze. And you won't believe it. You'll just be going, no possible way.
Now, I haven't seen it yet, but is he sincere? Is he for real? Does he believe he's talented like Tay Zonde with Chocolate Rain?
It's hard to say. I would guess absolutely.
I
would
think
guess
so.
Yes.
I think he's very earnest.
It's impossible to really tell, but man, oh man, he... He looks like he's earnest. He's talking like...
And he was launching his rapper career at
he
that
was.
Moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it was awful. And he's got a little catchphrase. You've been blazed. Because his last name is Blaze. Oh, yeah.
My
God.
Is the plan today to crush him? Is that what you're thinking? Is just say stop it?
Well, not crush him, but dude, 20 years, still looking for that record deal.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like to get up when they give acceptance speeches and they like to say, if I can do it, anyone can. This is proof. I won my Grammy and I started out nowhere. And if you just keep hope alive, that's not true for everyone. It just isn't. Some people are bad and need to move on. And Average Homeboy is one of them. So we're going to talk to him today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are we have a Kevin and Bean penal system today. We're trying to figure out, I guess there's two K-Rock listeners, I think they're cousins even, they're arguing over one of the kids getting circumcised or not.
This little baby? They had a baby?
I hope.
a baby yet to be born.
Oh, okay.
Super painful if it's an adult.
That's kind of
the
point.
There are people who make that decision.
I know.
Yeah. We got so much email yesterday from people who just heard us mention it who say, you know, hey, I got it done when I was 12, and my God, the pain, and on and on and on. So if you're going to do it early.
Yeah, no kidding. Do it before you know what's going on.
Exactly.
So anyway, we'll talk to them today and try and figure that out. We have Matt Hughes today, UFC, of course, Ultimate Fighter 6. I think this is the second episode this week on Spike. Mm-hmm. We were on vacation last week when it debuted, so we're going to talk to him. Speaking of fighters, I don't know if you've seen the Oscar De La Hoya photos. I'm guessing you have.
They're everywhere.
He's, wow.
He's pretty.
Wow. He is pretty.
Wow.
It kills me how when guys dress up in drag, what great legs they have.
Really?
They always have the best legs.
I've never had that thought once.
They never have any cellulite.
Well, I mean,
they look good in a pair of heels.
He's a fighter.
Yeah.
I know.
He trained.
It doesn't matter.
It's just guys in general.
Doesn't matter. That bugs you?
Well, I'm jealous. That's all.
We all look at that and go, what is he thinking? And Lisa May looks at it and goes, look at those legs.
Look at those legs.
Wish I had those legs. Those are nice.
Look at those
Mike,
pins.
You've worn the fishnets from time to time, I imagine. Looking at you, right?
I've done the Andrade thing. I've never done the fishnets. That's Omar territory.
Oh, Omar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Heavy that's more fishnet, yeah.
Right.
And guy liner and the whole deal.
I was impressed by the quality of his lingerie and, like, the shoes and stuff. I was very
impressed. What are you talking about?
I mean, you figure if a guy's going to go drag just for a second or two, he'd go, you know, he'd go chintzy. Maybe some Walmart stuff he'd find on the rack or something.
But what, did he have Victoria's Secret
on? High end. Yeah, those look like Manolo Blahnik shoes.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Man.
That brought my mind to a complete halt.
Yeah. Wow. I'm troubled now. I don't even want to go on. Howie Mandel on the program today?
Deal or no deal?
He's got a show called Deal or No Deal.
Oh, all right.
Apparently they have some kind of live show tonight where they're showing up at someone's house.
So. They are giving $1 million away to a viewer of Deal or No Deal. Not the contestant on the show, but somebody watching will win $1 million.
No kidding.
This is the play. You can play along at home. That's the deal?
I think so. Yeah. Howie will explain it all to us.
Okay. And then they're going to show up with $1 million, and then the guy's not going to be there. So that'll be good fun. And I don't know if you saw if you pay any attention to the news, you saw the president of Iran was in town. Boy, that guy's a party, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Everywhere he goes, it's just like a party machine. Yeah. So good.
They just reran his 60 Minutes interview this weekend too, and he seems so pleased with himself too. He knows. I get the impression that half of what he does is just because he loves the reaction that he gets. He loves irritating people. He just seems to. He's smiling about what a dick he is.
Yeah, he seems really smarmy.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't buy a used car from that guy. That's what I'm telling you.
He was here yesterday telling us that there are no gays in Iran.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that problem.
Not when they got done with
him. Why do people think we have that problem? We don't have that problem. That's what he said. I don't know if it has anything to do with the death penalty. But
oh, no.
Who knows?
They just don't have that problem.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all coming up this morning. Plus, K-Rock presents, we're not going to prevent it, we're going to present it, Velvet Revolver with Alice in Chains. All week you get free tickets plus VIP invites to a party with the band at the Rainbow on Sunset.
Very cool.
So your chance to win is coming up on the world-famous K-Rock, and Ralph is next with the Showbiz Beat.
All right, now Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday morning. Ralph Garman, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, Britney Spears wants to get out of Los Angeles, and Los Angeles voted yes.
Oh.
New York Post reports that while she was in Atlanta, Georgia over the weekend, she was overheard complaining that she hates Los Angeles.
Is it the city's fault now?
Yes. Now it's our fault, apparently. They just have too many delicious nightclubs, y'all. She can't stay out of them. Apparently said she'd let you get out, and she's thinking of relocating to Atlanta, Georgia. She'd love to be there. However, she's got to work out this whole custody thing before she can go, because she can't leave the state until... you know, the judge says who's going to raise the mistakes.
She's a whore, okay?
I would hate Los Angeles, too, if I had the paparazzi problem that Britney Spears has, but won't that go wherever she is?
By the way,
yes, but
not all stars have that paparazzi. She seems like the biggest offender of trying to court that, make that happen.
With her behavior?
Yes, and then now she's turning around and going, oh, it's so awful. See, you know, there's a lot of people that don't get followed because they don't allow it.
There comes a point in your life where you can say, you know what, I'm going to stay home tonight and watch some television.
She never does that.
Raise my children. And then
the fat girl's fat.
Paparazzi's not a problem then, because they're not living in your
house. Malibu, I heard this in Malibu, that there is a Starbucks much closer to her house, but she would always go to the one that's like 3 miles away because that's where all the paparazzi are hanging out. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, if that's what you're asking for, then that's what you get.
Well, you know, Jennifer Lopez is the best ever example of someone who was in the, you know, the tabloids with the paparazzi every minute of every day, and then did exactly what Ralph suggested, which is say, I'm just going to jump off this this roller coaster ride. And then you only see her when she wants to be seen now.
Yeah. And I'm going to marry a tremendously ugly man. That'll help just lower the level of attention coming my way.
Leave Britney alone!
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Mark Anthony does kind of look like a ferret.
Yes, he does. Lindsay Lohan doesn't want to leave rehab.
Her boyfriend's there?
Okay.
Well, Lisa, that may be,
maybe that's good.
Maybe part of it. Turns out that she has extended her stay at the Cirque Lodge another 2 or 3 months to be sure that she can better handle the outside world's pressures, her reps say. However, I think Lisa may have a point. Tony Allen, the guy that she reportedly hooked up with while in rehab,
right,
is sticking to his story that they're just friends. However, Tony's newly ex-wife, Stephanie, has a different story. Recently, the former Mrs. Allen filed divorce paperwork alleging that her husband's conduct with another woman left the marriage irretrievably broken, and even submitted an article from In Touch magazine regarding his relationship with Lindsay as evidence into the court proceedings.
Wow. Oh.
Furthermore, she says she lives in fear for her safety and that of her children because Tony treated her cruelly and is a habitual drug user. Hmm. Now, reportedly, this is the guy that Lindsay Lohan is banging in Cirque Lodge, and that's why his relationship broke up. So,
well, she, maybe that's why he's in rehab, at least.
Didn't she get together with a guy at the other rehab, too?
Oh, yeah.
And if you're in rehab, you hear Lindsay's coming, you're like, yes. She's going to pick one of us.
She's a sex addict as well as an alcoholic, apparently. Wow. So, good times.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen is ready to settle down and be a family man with his new fiancée, Brooke Mueller. Oh, how do I do it?
Woo!
Apparently, friends say he's growing up now.
Really now?
At 58 or whatever he is.
Funny.
And to prove it, he's having all 12 of his tattoos removed.
Wow.
That's how he's,
ouch.
That's how he's proving he's growing up?
Yes. But still, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Because that one of them hurts. You got 12 you're going to get done? He must be in love. Then when this ends, he's going to say, why did I get my tattoos removed? He's going to go back and get them all redone.
12.
Yeah.
Somebody, and I don't know if he has any friends, but somebody needs to sit him down and go, Charlie, not everyone should be married.
You'd think he'd get that by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The definition, according to Albert Einstein, of insanity is repeating the same action over and over again, expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charlie may be insane. Here's some of the artwork he's got on his body. Some of his finer ink includes a burning Marlboro cigarette. It's just a drawing of a cigarette burning.
Okay.
Wow.
It's pretty sweet.
That's Steve-O quality when you start getting that kind of artwork.
An open zipper with an eyeball peering out. Another
okay.
one of his tats.
All right.
And a note on his chest that reads, back in 15 minutes.
Huh. These are very well thought
so
out.
So he doesn't even have to talk to the girls when he gets up and leaves
I
them?
I guess so. He just points.
Wonder if he got any of them sober.
He used to have Denise on his wrist.
Oh, yeah. That
that was the first one to go. That's been gone for some yeah. time now. So, there you go. Paris Hilton has a new boyfriend. His job? Pizza delivery guy.
Nope.
Here's the thing.
No
Here's
way.
The thing. I'm all about this because it's about time that really good-looking dudes, although I'll never know what that's like, but for a good-looking dude to take advantage of a rich broad...
Yeah.
This guy, apparently, is good looking, was a pizza delivery guy, was living in a $27 per night hostel here in Los Angeles. She moved her out of that place and into her palatial home.
Wow.
He's been living with her, and she's introducing him to modeling representatives.
I saw him on TMZ last night. He is really good looking, and I think he's from Sweden or Denmark or someplace like that.
Well, it's all about the Swedes.
Yeah.
How did Paris meet a pizza delivery guy?
He showed up with pizza.
Maybe she ordered a pizza.
Hmm.
And she went, you're hot.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah. And this pizza is hot.
How did
she possibly meet a pizza delivery guy? Let me see.
She has people for stuff like that. I'm just surprised that Paris would invite some stranger over to her home to deliver pizza. That's all.
Not if it's a guy.
No.
Like, I thought it'd be more likely she, being Paris Hilton, would send somebody out to get it.
No. Not if it's a dude.
Okay.
She answered the door with her vagina.
Whore. Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
That's how ready she was to go. I mentioned yesterday, of course, throughout the broadcast that actor Kiefer Sutherland had joined the Celebrity DUI Club. However, more and more details are coming out about the story, and I just can't resist. They found him yesterday morning about 1 a.m. when they stopped him from making an illegal U-turn. That's where the cops caught the cops' attention.
Right.
If you're drunk, people, drive very carefully.
Well, I think don't drive.
Oh, right. That's right. Don't drive.
First
don't
of all.
Yeah.
But secondary to that, if
secondary
you do.
To that, don't make illegal U-turns. Don't go down one-way streets the wrong way. Don't park on babies. You know, that kind of stuff.
Don't speed down Sunset with
exactly.
your lights off.
See, Kevin, now you're grasping
I'm
what I'm trying
it.
To get you.
All right.
He was booked and released on $25,000 bail. He'll appear in court on October the 16th. Here's the hook, though. This is not his first DUI arrest. In 2004, he pleaded no contest DUI charges and was ordered to complete an alcohol treatment program. How'd that take?
Hmm.
He was only fined $500. And the story still gets better. The judge that caught Kiefer's case that he'll be talking to on October the 16th.
Right.
Same dude who gave Paris Hilton 45 days behind bars.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, badass.
And if Kiefer is convicted of a second DUI, he will have to do some mandatory jail time. So I'm guessing 18 years with this judge.
He's going to go in
for 18 years. Let's take a look at the top 10 TV shows, according to Nielsen. This is the final top 10 for last week before we get into the new shows, so you can see who's watching what. Two and a Half Men, still in the top 10. Without a Trace was number 9. Shark. Reruns were number 8. 60 Minutes was number 7. Deal or No Deal? Number 6. It's got to be Good News for Howie. That was a new one last week. That was good.
Was it?
Oh, man, it was good. They had this
good show.
It's a great show. It's a great, great, great show. And I'm not a big game show fan, but it is so simple and clean and pure that you can't help but get involved.
Remember when it first came out, we were like, oh, good, let's pick a suitcase.
Once again, the Kevin Bean barometer of pop culture was way off.
What a great idea.
That's horrible. Don't watch this. It sucks.
The first time I saw that show, I said to my wife, mark my words, one airing. One time. This will never be on the air again. Trust me on this one. I know. I'm in broadcasting.
Yeah.
So last week, it's the first show, dude comes on, huge football fan.
Right? Okay.
So they blindfold him and they bring him out and they've redone the whole Deal studio is done as an NFL gridiron.
Okay.
They've got the turf down and everything and they bring him out and all the girls, the models, are all wearing
jerseys
of the 32 NFL teams. And then they say, well, you're going to need some help, you know, deciding what to do today. So they tried out his backup crew. It's like Marcus Allen, Jerry Rice.
No.
Like,
all
legend after legend superstars. Comes out, high fives him, sits. It just got better and better and better. And he's a longtime Colts fan. And they were trying to buy him out, you know, Deal or No Deal. So the banker gives him an offer of, I don't know, like $60,000 or something. And he goes, wait, wait, not yet. And then they offered him Super Bowl tickets, season tickets to the Colts.
Oh, my God.
A new truck. They just kept piling on his whole NFL package. Wow. And his wife made him turn it down.
What?
Yes.
What? She wanted more money?
She's like, tickets aren't going to pay your debt. I don't say so.
How much was he at?
He was getting like 60 grand cash plus all this other stuff piled on top of it. Super Bowl tickets, you know, 4 season tickets to the Colts. I mean, they just kept piling
right
and piling
at that
all
point,
this stuff.
I'm saying
a brand
fantastic.
New truck, some sort of GMC truck or something, just piled on.
So he ended up not winning that stuff.
He did not win that stuff.
Oh.
And to burn him, they said, oh, you know what? This okay. We're going to give away the truck to someone in the audience. And they picked a random guy in the audience and gave him the keys to the truck. I turned to my wife and said, this is the best show ever.
Well, you mentioned that it's a simple game show, but what makes it work is Howie's very good. But
he's brilliant.
It's watching human nature. That's what makes it work. Is seeing what these people do and what the people around them want them to do and the pressure that they put on them. It really is fascinating television. And we were there at the beginning. We predicted this would be a huge hit.
Yes, we did.
Does greed overcome common sense is basically
almost always.
Almost always. Yeah.
Deal or no deal?
Cold Case was number 5. Number 4, the NFL pregame show on Sunday night on NBC. CSI was 3rd. Now, here's the reason I brought this list up. Number 2 of the top 10.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Second most watched show.
Second most watched show last week. Huge numbers.
Yeah.
Survivor China.
No.
Did you even know Survivor was on again?
No, I didn't know there was another season.
I had no idea. Survivor China.
I heard about this, and what, they left her on an island, right? Now she has to try to get off? Is that what's going on?
Not China, the wrestler, Gilligan.
No, Survivor China.
I had no idea it was even on.
Number 2.
Number 2. Everyone else in the world is watching except for the 4 of us.
Wow.
We've got our finger on the pulse, don't we?
Once again. Remember, I was at National
brought
Bingo
my
Night.
Mind to complete halt.
National Bingo Night was going to be huge. Remember
sure.
Remember I said that?
Yeah. It was a good prediction.
Yeah. And then NBC Sunday Night Football. Today's celebrity birthdays. James Caviezel. Remember Jesus?
Yep.
Certainly.
Whatever happened to Jesus' career?
He is the president of Iran.
Oh, he is?
That is him.
Jim Caviezel.
Every time I watch him on TV, I'm like, that's Jim Caviezel.
Amajamajinididon?
Yes.
Amajinididididididin. He's 39 years old today. He kicked Jesus' ass in the age department, by the way.
Yeah.
Smoked him.
That's true.
Smoked him by 6 years. Suck
yep,
it, Jesus. That's what he's saying.
I don't think anyone's saying that.
Booyaka!
Kathy Griffin.
Burn your ass! Les Claypool, former bassist for Primus, is 44 years old today. Linda Hamilton, who played Sarah Connor in the Terminator movies, is 51. Donna Douglas, the name may not be familiar to you, but she played Ellie Mae Clampett on the old Beverly Hills show.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, Beverly Hillbillies. She did not age well.
Oh, no, really? That was a retroactive bell. I would have clarified that.
Yeah, suck it up. She's 74 years old today, and she still dresses in the pigtails that she wore as Ellie
Mae.
Yeah. and she cakes on the pancake makeup. She looks like a scary old silent movie star.
Fat girl's fat.
Yeah, she's fat.
No. You know who's not fat? Jack LaLanne, fitness expert. Remember when we talked to Jack about his juicer?
Yep.
I do.
Greatest guy ever.
Like 100. He's out
93
there.
Years old. He could kick your ass.
Down the ocean, like pulling boats with his teeth and crap.
Like 2,700 push-ups a day. Can bench press a condo.
When does he get to give up and just eat?
At 93
What's he saving it for?
You know what? I'm going to lay down, watch some soaps, eat some bonbons.
I've done my time with the exercising.
Yeah. 93 is a good life, by the way.
Sure.
It's a good stretch. Yeah. You're going to live forever, Jack?
Take some time off, Jack. It's okay.
But he denied the dumbbells. He denied himself sweets for 93 years.
Freaking celery juice solely for 93 years.
Just what drink chocolate sauce now.
I want the Oreo dessert pizza from Domino's. At what point do you make that decision?
Before I'm 93, I'll tell you that.
Don't get me started on the Oreo dessert pizza.
What's up with that, by the way? And it's a huge hit. It's a huge hit.
But the commercials at least look good.
It's a giant piece of cardboard with crunched up Oreos all over it. And you just eat it after you eat your pizza. If you eat a whole pizza, just eat a giant chocolate cookie pizza.
Looks good to me.
Not good.
It does.
Jack LaLanne would so kick your ass for saying that. And the reason we celebrate, the reason we got out of bed this morning, Olivia Newton-John celebrates her birthday today. She's 59 years old today. Oh, give me a little Olivia. Hit it, Steve.
Lisa, I know you're going to see the Broadway play of Xanadu when it debuts, right?
I am not a big fan of either Grease or Xanadu.
Oh, Xanadu. Oh, Lisa.
I know.
How many magical roller skating disco movies do you need to see before you realize it's a piece of genius?
I guess more.
Oh. She's a magical fairy who teaches people how to roller skate.
I don't think I ever saw that either.
Oh, you're missing out.
It's so bad, Kevin. It's
best
so
movie
bad.
Ever. Bad. Greatest, you meant to say. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So the president of Iran, was it America?
He's a jewel.
He's a party. He is a party, that guy.
Made a bit of a stink. He went to Columbia University and gave a speech and I guess took a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to the UN.
Monday he was at Columbia and then yesterday at the UN. And there was a lot of controversy about him even coming to America because, you know, a lot of people feel, and I think it's fairly been proven, that he's, you know, at war with the United States. It's undeclared, but he's doing a lot to pipe money and arms into Iraq right now to fight against U.S. troops. So why do you have this guy that we're at war with essentially come and walk around? And legally he's allowed to because he's, you know, the representative for the country at the UN. So he's allowed to come to New York and speak. I mean, that's part of the deal with the UN. But he's not a good dude, this Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Not a good dude at all. And he actually got even though a lot of people didn't want him to speak at Columbia University on Monday, he actually got a big, big laugh. And we have the clip, and then we're going to talk to the president of what he had to say that really just broke up the audience of about 600 that was there.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
Psycho Mike, you must be taking that personally. I mean, that must really cut you to the quick when you hear somebody say something like that.
Here's what's funny is that everybody feels like it's a serious situation and he's a president and I guess we need to have a little bit of decor. And when he said that, everybody just started laughing and hooting and hollering. That was awesome.
Well, they realize that his deal is that he's living in his own, you know, private universe and he says whatever he wants to say. So let's find out straight from the horse's mouth. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on the line with us right now for his first interview on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, White Devils. How are you?
Well, we are good.
Well,
thank you.
Well, we're fine, but we're all kind of sharing a good laugh over your remarks at Columbia on Monday.
Why are you laughing? Why do you think it is funny?
You don't have homosexuals in Iran?
No, we don't have gay boys in Iran.
but we
don't have this phenomenon that you have with all the anal sex.
Right, but what makes you think that? I mean, there are gay people all over the world,
I looked everywhere in the country. That, hey, I tapped my foot in the stall, and I reached under. Not one guy ever would respond to me.
Now, do you think it has something to do with the fact that if they're found to be gay, you put them to death?
Nope.
That's not it?
Nope. That's but, not it.
But I think what Kevin is suggesting is that would not encourage people to come out. People would be...
Wrong.
No,
that's not it. There's just no gays in Iran.
Is it just okay? Is it just dumb luck or what?
Yes, we just lucked out.
So,
do
you acknowledge?
I think there were two gay guys once,
and you put them to death.
No, and they died, no. And they can't procreate because that species doesn't have baby sex.
Right.
Okay. Are there gays in other countries in the Middle East? Are there gays in Iraq, for instance?
Nope. Middle East is Nancy boy free.
There was an article recently in the Atlantic magazine, and it's talking about Saudi Arabia and how there are a tremendous amount of gay people in Saudi Arabia because it's almost worse to be caught with a woman. No, not the case.
No. Huh. Although sometimes I've heard it called Sodomy Arabia.
What about this group that people are talking about, this guy who's now in Canada who used to run some sort of Iran Queer Association or something like that it was called, who said, yeah, I mean, there's a documentary out on it about all the places.
Nope.
Wow.
That's why he's in Canada, by the way. They're all gay up there.
But these people in the documentary that got out of Iran.
Gay hockey players.
They're not gay.
Who suck maple syrup. Out of trees.
Oh, of course.
Where are your dirty minds?
I don't know.
All right. So no gays. You also...
No
gays. All right.
No gays, right. The president of Colombia, as he introduced you on Monday, also made a point of making sure that people knew that just because we invited you to speak here, we are still in horror of your denial of the Holocaust as being ridiculous.
Never happened.
Well, of course he did. There are people alive today who were in the Holocaust.
If it was a real Holocaust, they wouldn't be alive today.
Right, well, but
think about it. Think about
Nobody
it.
Said it was 100%.
Let's all think about it.
But the war ended, and some people were able to get out of the death camps before they were killed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good for them.
But how could you say something as well documented on both sides, on the German side and on the U.S. side, that it actually happened? How can you say it didn't?
Nope. Hmm. I mean, were you there?
Well, the Germans.
Were
are...
you there?
Well, no.
Of course.
Then, what do you know?
People who were there.
They're not denying it.
Who's not denying
the
it?
The Germans.
Well, no, they'll say anything.
Okay.
Well, they'll say anything.
They'll say anything, those lying Germans.
I wasn't at World War II either, but I'm pretty sure it happened.
They're busy trying to sell us Volkswagen. They'll say anything we want them to say.
All right.
Let's talk about women.
They're little American puppets.
Let's talk about women in your country, if you don't mind.
Sorry. Hit the button by accident.
Haven't said anything yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Women get stoned to death.
There we go. That's what I meant.
For adultery.
No, not at all.
But you said you had the stones to say that they are the freest women in the world.
They are the freest women in the world, yes.
In Iran.
Yes.
But they get killed for wearing the wrong clothes outdoors.
Well, sure, there's that. But if they don't wear the wrong clothes, boy, are they free. They can do anything.
As long as it's in their own house.
Yes.
Mr. President, and if you're just joining us, President Ahmadinejad is on the phone with us right now.
Ahmadinejad!
I'm sorry, we have a very tough time with that name here. What about this nuclear power that has President Bush's panties all in a wad? You keep claiming that your only intent is nuclear power for energy, just to heat your country. And everybody else thinks you're using it to blow Israel off the map. Your plan.
We need it for toasters.
Toasters?
There's a tremendous lack of toast in my country. And we want nuclear energy to make more toast.
But you don't need
raisin toast.
You'll burn the hell out of that toast with nuclear energy.
Well, not if we're all making it at once.
Oh, I see.
This way we can never again have a toast shortage. And we
but
do not,
why not
worry about a toast embargo.
Just electricity, though, would work on a toaster. You don't really need nuclear power.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. We got it. Never mind about the whole nuclear thing. I really should have had some sort of coalition look into that.
Okay, so you're out on the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but we don't need it.
But still no gay people.
No. Right. No.
Just clarifying.
Okay. Well, did you have a good time in the United States? Did you enjoy your visit?
Nope. No way. You people are rude. You should be stoned.
Well, Pete, you don't get stoned here for being rude.
Why not? Okay.
Go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, sites. Click on sites. And at the top of it are pictures of Oscar De La Hoya that have surfaced online. And he is claiming that these are obvious fakes.
Hmm.
These are, if they're fakes, they're certainly not obvious. These are some of the best Photoshopped pictures I've ever seen in my life, if they're not real.
And for those of you that haven't seen it, he's got a little skirt, he's got fishnet stockings, he's got, in one picture, he's got his boxing gloves on, and he's like in a boxing pose, but he's got fishnet all over his body in high heels.
Yeah. It's quite a look.
It's got to be a nightmare for a guy like him to have these pictures out, doesn't it?
A guy with a macho profession, like boxing.
Yeah.
And by the way, what saves him for me is that he's not with Senator Craig from Idaho in these photos, he's with a really hot stripper from Scores.
Yeah, well,
I mean, at least he's got that. At least he can point to, yeah, but it was turning her on or something. At least he's got a way out if he wants. But instead, here's what he is saying. These pictures are obvious fabrications. His attorney, Burt Field, says, and De La Hoya himself says he flat out denied saying that he likes playing kinky dress up. So not me.
Not
I don't do that. I don't know. I don't know what you think you're looking at in those photos, but it's not me.
See, if it were me, I would look. I would say, look at the picture. Look at the stripper. She was so happy with me dressing up like that that I punished her the entire night. End of story. And then just let it go.
We want you to look at these photos at KROQ.com and give us a call at 1-800-520-1067 and tell us what you think and tell us what's going on. Now, this stripper, by the way, I guess sold the photographs for $70,000, did an interview on Entertainment Tonight and some other outlets, and then basically, I guess, the flurry of phone calls from De La Hoya's attorney started, and now she's trying to backtrack from everything, including coming out and saying some of the things I said in my interview on television the other night aren't true. And I'm embarrassed, and I know that a lot of little kids, their hearts are broken because of this, and I wish it hadn't happened, and on and on and on and on and on. She's not offering to give the money back, by the way.
But that was
she
my is
basically just backtracking from her story about these photographs, even though she's, you know, signed affidavits that says, yeah, that's me in the picture. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. I took the picture, blah, 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 blah.
Is it possible that they're faked? I mean, it's all opinion at this point. You just have to guess. But you look at it and you guess and you say, no possible way.
It's definitely his face. There's
well, of
no
course,
doubt about
but
that.
You could Photoshop his head onto other people's bodies.
Honest to God. It's awfully well done if it's faked. I don't think it is.
But this is what, I mean, you know, this is the third in a week or 2 weeks of these celebrity photos that have gone online. The Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical. Yeah. A lot of people said those pictures are fake. There's the exact same thing, somebody else's head on somebody's body. Then the Meg White tape came out and people are like, well, it might not be her. I mean, that's kind of, I mean, you have to take everything you see visually on the internet with a grain of salt, because there is an awful lot of stuff out there that just isn't real.
Does he have any kind of identifying factor, like any tattoos or anything that you could see on his body that you could tell that it's his body?
But why couldn't they Photoshop that in if somebody knew that?
Yeah. Well,
if we knew he had a big, you know, lightning bolt on his forehead, we could put that on the same picture.
You got to remember, this is also a guy who's made his entire life essentially in nothing but trunks. So, I mean, his body's been exposed to the masses too. So it would be easy you have a lot of reference to draw from if you were going to Photoshop his entire body. This is a guy who's lived his life with his shirt off.
But then can you Photoshop all these clothes on him?
Oh, you could do anything in Photoshop. But guys that are good at it can do amazing stuff. I'm not saying it's fake or not. I'm just saying you can't. I mean, the possibility's there.
What about the one, I think it's the third photo down, he's wearing high heels, he's got an all-body fishnet in, and little panties, and he's bending over with his hands up against the wall.
Yes.
Like Mike in West Hollywood on a Friday night. What's that photo all about? What's he waiting for? I mean, there's literally only one explanation for that pose.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where are you going to find his body in that pose to Photoshop it in? Anyway,
That's a great question.
Where he's in the bathtub with his legs all spread.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's him.
Let's take one quick call before we have to break, and then we'll have plenty of time for more at 1-800-520-1067. Let's take Billy. He's calling from L.A. He's on line 5, I think. And Billy has some thoughts on the golden boy, Oscar De La Hoya, and these photos. Again, you can see him in the Kevin Bean site section. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Billy.
What do you think? Are they fake?
I hope they are, man, because he's Mexican and I'm Mexican. And, like, if you, like, even show any signs of, like, being that way, you're going to get harassed. And you're going to get, like,
so you
really
think,
looked down
You think
upon.
Because of his heritage, it's worse than most people because he'll get in more, not more trouble, but people will look down on him more.
Yeah, you have to be macho, man. Come on.
But let me ask you this question. If he had come out and said, look at that chick, that's what she wanted me to do just before we had sex all night, would that have been better?
That would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's, I agree,
everybody,
Kevin.
Everybody can admit that they're like, you know, they do a lot of things in the bedroom that they wouldn't normally do in normal situations, but like, you know, just come out and say it. Don't deny it. Because if it comes out that they are real, then you're just going to get even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you're fruity and a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, if I agree with Kevin. If I'm Oscar, I come out and go, not only are these photos real, but you should see the stuff we did when we put the camera down. You should see the stuff you don't have. It was freaky.
Yeah, see? Like, back it up and, like, play off of it. And
yeah,
be like,
that would
all
work.
Right, it was such a bad situation, but no, he's making it worse by denying it.
He's saying obviously fake. Obviously fake. Obviously fake. Not possible.
I don't dress up. It's not me. They're obvious fabrications. All right, Billy, thank you for the call. Well, we got a lot of people who – we got people on the line who think it's obviously him. People on the line who thinks they're absolutely fake. People on the line who think they know what happened to the stripper and why she's backing away from the story. So we'll talk some more. And in the meantime, go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean sites page. Check out Oscar. He's so pretty. And we'll take your calls after this on KROQ. And it's the case of the people of the United States versus the golden boy, Oscar De La Hoya. The photos are up at krock.com in the Kevin and Bean sites page. We're talking about the famous ones by now of him in the fishnet in most of the photos. And I guess one of them, he's in the picture with the stripper and he's wearing some sort of a tutu or something
yes.
like that. And we just talked to our KROQ listener, Billy, a moment ago, who said it's bad news for Oscar if these photos are real because of his image as a macho boxing guy, and B, because he's Latino. And
yep.
It's you just don't want photos like this out there if you're Latino. So he says the guy, if they're real, he's badly mismanaged it at best.
Yeah. Let's go to Sam in Sun Valley. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Sam.
Oscar De La Hoya pictures. KROQ.com,
yeah.
Kevin and Bean page, sites, and there's a bunch of pictures of him.
Santa Monica!
Remember our dance and exercise guy?
Yes.
Exercise and paint and whatever the hell?
And make mixed drinks?
Yeah, that's
blended
funny.
Drinks.
All right, thank
All
you
right.
for the call. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Whittier. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on?
Hi, Lisa May. How are you?
Good.
What do you think?
Well, I know Saturday he was inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame in Los Angeles along with Fernando Vargas and Sugar Shane Mosley.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He did not show up.
He wasn't there.
Interesting. You know, it's funny because here's Oscar's statement that he released since he couldn't be there.
I'm a cross-dresser and I wanted the whole world to know.
I was surprised to see him come out and say something like that.
Doesn't sound like
I wonder if Chris Crocker's coming out and, you know, defending him.
By the way, the Boxing Hall of Fame, you would think a guy like him would dream of that his whole life.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah, you don't miss that.
They're being inducted, yeah. So.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the call.
Hey, you guys know our friend Paul Lee.
Right.
Comic book artist, terrific, mm-hmm. Terrific guy, and knows about this. He sent me an email, and his professional opinion as a guy who deals in Photoshop all the time is such. I think they're real. The lighting is consistent. It's all shot with a front flash. The coloring is consistent. There are many small details that your average photo forger would not bother with. And he also brings up an excellent point that we haven't thought of. Every time we've seen one of these photos that turned out to be fake, it only takes about a day for somebody in the internet community to dig up the source image. You find the actual body that somebody's put in a photo with Oscar's face in this case. So I think Paul makes an excellent point that that's more evidence that it's likely real.
I think lightning has tracked. Hello? Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Hey. Who's this?
Is this Oscar De La Hoya?
It is. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. We're good. How are you?
I just want to say it's a great, great honor to talk to you guys in the morning. I listen all the time here in Los Angeles. And
okay.
I just want to say to all the people who are listening, these are ridiculous, ridiculous pictures.
So they're not you.
And it's ludicrous. And I am a great, great champion, the Golden Boy. And to all my female fans, te quiero mucho. And I'm very sorry for this, but this is ridiculous.
So they're not you. You're saying you did not dress up in these women's clothes? Fishnets?
No, of course not. I'm very macho. I wear nothing but boxing trunks and denim all the time. And and when I to women, I wreck them. That's what I do.
So
I'm a champion.
So you're saying that this is Photoshop, that it might be... Is it your head? It's your full head, right?
Well, perhaps it is my face, the Golden Boy's beautiful face that you see on the pictures, but... Clearly, that's Floyd Mayweather's body, and they are trying to ruin my image in the Floyd Mayweather camp.
Floyd is a black guy.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more ridiculous to compare him to the Golden Boy. That's why these pictures are ludicrous and ridiculous.
But we're saying his skin would be black if this was Floyd Mayweather.
I that's a silly claim. I'm the Golden Boy, great champion. Te quiero mucho, Isole. Okay.
Right, but first you said it was Floyd Mayweather. Now you're saying it's ludicrous?
Clearly, it's Rick James's body that it has been.
Thanks for calling us.
Deal or no deal?
No deal.
Not yet, Howie.
No
not
deal.
Yet, Howie. Not yet.
No deal. No deal.
Coming up.
F you, banker. No deal.
Coming up after the news at 7, we'll talk to Howie Mandel about how a viewer to tonight's Deal or No Deal can win $1 million just for sitting on his fat ass. That's his fat ass on his couch at home. That's my kind of contest right
there.
Yeah,
no kidding.
So that's coming up. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I forgot to mention in the Deal or No Deal I was talking about the football dude.
Mm-hmm.
That his wife eventually made him sell out for like $183,000 or something.
Without the Super Bowl tickets or the...
Sure, without all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's down to two cases. He had the $1 million case.
Wow. Don't you have to take a 50-50 shot at that?
I don't know. It's tough, man, because the other one was like $10,000 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So you got two cases left. You got the million, and you got like a $10,000.
Wow.
It is. It's a 50-50 shot, but that's a bad 50. Yeah. Like, one of the 50s is really good. The other 50 is really bad.
If I can't look that banker in the eyes, F him. That's my thinking on that show.
Good
Come
point.
Down here and look me in the eye and tell me you'll sell it
that's
to me.
That's Kevin's extensive poker training, man.
Right.
He needs to look for tells.
Got to be able to read. He's
looking for tells.
I think there is no banker and that Howie is just acting. That's what I think.
No, you see the dude up there.
Yeah, you see some dude sitting up there. I don't think he has anything to do with how much is being offered. I think that's all prescripted.
Just a giant grip that just sits up there
yeah.
with no lights, eating.
It's an extra. That's the gig I want. Let's take a look at the entertainment news, shall we? Before I do, I want to mention, if you've got this Saturday free, this Saturday, September the 29th, come on down and see us at the Santa Anita Racetrack.
It's been
a
long
time. Oh, is that time again?
It's that time for the Microbrew Festival on the infield at Santa Anita. Gates open at 10:30 a.m. The first race is 12:30 p.m. There's going to be 10 live thoroughbred races, which is really the reason I go. I can drink beer anywhere, but I love betting on the horses. We've got live music, a band called Turn of Fate. We'll be performing. DJ Omar will be on the ones and twos. Sometimes the threes and fours, if he feels up to it. I will be there, as will Lisa May, Lightning, K-Rock's Cat Corbett, Psycho Mike, and you, hopefully. Plus, and here's, if you're not interested in going up to this point, just $5 to get in, by the way. If you're not interested, this will seal the deal for you. You get a stein. Everybody gets a free stein.
It's Stein Day.
It's Stein Day.
Oh, that's exciting.
And I'm not talking about no Jew. I'm talking about a big ceramic mug.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, in case you're confused.
That's what I got banned the last time they did that.
Yeah, you bean somebody with a stein.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about a Jew.
No, you're not.
If I mention that or not. So
I save like a Hebrew.
Run and hide.
All right,
grab
easy.
That nickel.
Easy.
Run and hide.
I save like
easy.
DJ Omar Khan.
Come on down and join us. It's in Arcadia, just east of Pasadena. You can take the 210 or 10 freeways and get off at Santa Anita Avenue. Hope to see you there.
Daddy, why does Omar have a towel on his head?
Okay.
Let's play everything all at once.
Sure.
Good idea. You guys are talking about that Oscar de la Hoya, those photos. Hoax or no hoax?
Yes.
That's my new game show, by the way.
I like it.
Hoax or no hoax? Now we know the source of the Meg White sex tape hoax.
Oh,
fantastic. So it's not her for sure?
It is not her for sure.
That's what I thought.
People on the internet are very crafty when this stuff happens, and they start seeking stuff out. Funny story behind this whole thing. There is a message board community called Hippinion, where people get on and talk about their opinions about stuff, and they battle back and forth, whatever.
Right.
Dude called, his screen name, his profile is It's Me Craig, and It's Me Craig is trolling around the amateur porn sites and sees this video that he's wanking it to and says, wow, that chick looks like Meg White. So he goes into his message board room and posts a link to the site and goes, Meg White sex tape, as a joke to the friends, and they start battling back and forth, oh, wow, it does look like her, isn't that crazy and stuff, and they have a short conversation on September the 17th, about 40 posts go fly back and forth, and then the thing just slips into the archives, just disappears.
Gone.
Well, somebody, I guess, thought, I wonder if there's a Meg White sex tape, and plugs that into a search engine, and this thing gets pulled up.
Ah.
And then, you know what happened, it just spread
Exploded.
Like wildfire all over the internet. So, even the dude who posted It's Me Craig said, look, I found this video through random wank mining.
Wow.
And put it up because I figured you guys would have a laugh. I had nothing to do with Meg White when I found it. And look what happened.
Interesting.
See, this is what happens when you believe what you read on the internet, people.
Yeah. I have a clip of that if you want to hear it.
Sure.
F me, F me, F me. F me, F me, F me.
Can't wait to post my Lisa May sex tape link. I'm going to get so many hits.
Rape me.
Stop it.
Here's some interesting news, if it's true. I mentioned last week that Warner Brothers already has tapped a director for their live-action, all-star superhero Justice League of America movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be George Miller, man responsible for the Mad Max films, and also Happy Feet did that animated film. Mm-hmm. Talented guys, worked a lot. They're talking about casting now. Christian Bale and Brandon Routh, respectively, Batman and Superman, have pretty much said they're not going to resume their roles in this particular film, so they're looking for new actors to take over those roles. However, they are currently in talks with Jessica Biel to play Wonder Woman.
Oh, well, all right, God. Then.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah. Apparently, Daily Variety Magazine says that they're in conversation, and looks like a pretty good chance she might end up being our Wonder Woman, so I'd be all for that. She's a little deficient in the bosom department for Wonder Woman, but I guess that can be rectified.
Push up bras and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of movies, let me introduce you to the dumbest man in Hollywood. And I'm not talking about Kevin for a change.
Wow.
This is
I already tuned out.
This is an extra who was working on the new Indiana Jones movie.
Okay.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, by the way, is the name of the film. He was hired as an extra, and so he's on the set for a while, and he decides to reveal the entire plot of the movie to his hometown newspaper.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Not bright.
Not bright at all. The Edmund Sun is the name of the hometown newspaper, and he gave away all the details, and as you can imagine, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, not happy with this man. Especially since everyone had to sign a non-disclosure agreement when they worked on the film. Spielberg, in response, has cut all the guy's scenes out of the film already. And his spokesperson said to the New York Daily News, who knows whether that particular person will ever work in this town again?
Oh.
If you want to tick off people in Hollywood, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas are probably not the guys you want to cheese off.
Maybe not.
Hollywood mafia.
So congratulations, Tyler Nelson. You're a tool. Just want to get his name out there in case anyone knows Tyler. It is a small town here in Los Angeles when it comes to the movie industry. So if you know Tyler Nelson, give us a call because we would like to congratulate him on being Tool of the Week.
Yeah.
You're a tool, Tyler. And lastly, this is bad.
What?
Courtney Love is currently reading a lot of books and attending a lot of marketing conferences because she's decided she would like to launch a new product.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the Courtney Love perfume?
Yep.
No.
Oh.
No.
What kind of scent comes off of Courtney Love? What do you think the Courtney Love smell is?
Wow.
She has not yet decided whether to unleash Ode to Stinky former rock star on the general public or not.
Is that the name
but
of it?
Yes, actually, right. Oddly enough. But we're waiting to see whether she's going to go through. But she is considering coming out with her own personal scent.
Oh.
Mm. Courtney Love scent, by the way, well, opening up.
It's sweat and cigarettes. I mean, that's all there is, right?
Uh-huh. Now on board. Did she make a man version? Today's celebrity birthdays. Jack LaLanne, fitness expert. The original exercise TV show guy. Back in the 50s, this guy started. He's 93 years old. And he's still in spectacular shape. Personal idol of Psycho Mike.
Awesome.
Didn't he, for the longest time, Ralph, on his birthday, he would do something crazy, like pick up a car or something just to show that he still had it?
He would. He's famous for swimming in usually the harbor in New York or something like that, towing as many tugboats as was his birthday. I remember last time he did, I think it was like 80 tugboats or something. He would swim and tow them behind him.
Yeah. Stop it.
He's 93 today, right, Ralph?
93 years old.
He clearly has a couple more years to go, not only of living, but of working out, functioning as a very highly functional adult. I mean, he's
still awesome. Sharp as a tack mentally, too. It's amazing.
But still in a onesie or whatever.
He's got that zip-up sort of pantsuit he wears. It's very strange.
But can't we all agree, stop it? 93. All right, you're in shape. You win.
Just sit down?
Yes.
Just to sit down? All right.
Stop I think it's it. The juicer, Ralph. I think you were right.
It's the
I think
juice.
The juicer is the answer.
It's the juice. James Caviezel, who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, of course, is 39 years old today. Les Claypool, Former bassist for Primus turns 44. Linda Hamilton, she was Sarah Connor in Terminator. And Olivia Newton-John from Grease. Let's see. She had to do something else, right? Grease.
What she had a singing career, but
oh, that's right. She's saying,
yeah.
Let's get physical. Remember that?
Let's get
physical. I used to watch that video.
I don't think we want to know. Just don't want to know. Don't want to know. Do not.
I used to.
Do not want to know.
That's what I used to do.
Man, is there anything else I can listen to?
She's 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I have to tell you, one thing that we've learned about ourselves is that we are never, ever wrong. Every time we make a prediction, it seems like it comes true. It's a curse.
Hey, Kevin, we said Deal or No Deal would get pulled during the first episode when we saw it, remember?
Whoa.
Well, Deal or No Deal, one of the biggest shows on television in the top 10 last week in its debut of the new season, is back on tonight with a very, very special program. And, of course, we're excited to welcome back the host of Deal or No Deal to the Kevin and Bean Show, our friend Howie Mandel. Good morning, Howie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Well, we're fine. And we, and Lisa, thank you.
Thank you, Howie.
And a very special episode, it sounds like an after school special.
It is, yeah. It does a little bit.
This is one where Howie gets touched inappropriately and has to tell his counselor.
I just see how I deal with it.
That's right, yeah.
But tonight we're giving away $1 million live. There's going to be $1 million live given away. And also we're starting $1 million mission, whereas if the person walks out without the $1 million case, we're going to add another $1 million case. So there'll be two cases. If that person walks out, there'll be three cases, four cases, and until somebody walks out of there. That's the mission, to have somebody walk out of there with $1 million.
You know, it's funny because you think when you hear game shows, I mean, at least I think in the back of my mind, they're going to do everything they can to keep people from winning the money.
No. We want to give it away. We want to give it away. It's like a blackhead where you want to squeeze it and get that putt.
Oh, Howie, come on.
That's for us is the cash. We got to get rid of it.
So you're telling me, though, that, I mean, realistically, it could get to a point where there are 10 briefcases that the girls have, each have $1 million in it, right?
Realistically, it could be. Who knows how it's going to work out? You know, maybe tonight the person will walk out with $1 million and we won't add a second case. But if they don't, and if his is any indication that they didn't pick the $1 million case, there could be two cases, there could be three cases tonight, there could be $3, $4, $5 million. We know that live we're going to go send models to somebody's house tonight and hand them $1 million.
That's our question.
That's
now, why does the person sitting at home in his underwear get $1 million?
Just because they played the lucky case game. You know, you can play the lucky case game where you have to choose, I guess there's six cases. And you have to choose which one's holding $1 million.
Oh, and that's you text in your answer.
That's something you do online?
No, you do it on the phone.
You text it.
You can text it in. Okay. You can scream really loud at the television.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, so a lot of reasons to watch tonight. That's at 8 o'clock. Excuse me, 8 o'clock on NBC Channel 4. Now, Ralph was in here.
Millions of dollars, 26 hot models. That's another
reason
to watch.
That's all good.
Yes, it is.
And sexy Howie Mandel. Ralph was in here a few minutes ago telling us about last week's show, which I TiVo'd but have not watched yet. But your football-themed episode sounds like it may have been one of the greatest hours of television ever, Howie.
That's what they're saying. It was one of the greatest. We just got a call from the Smithsonian.
Is that right?
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes. I didn't realize they were ranking them at the Smithsonian.
Yes. Now, I don't know.
How many people get in arguments with their significant other, whoever's there to help them, about whether to accept the money or go on and all that kind of stuff? I imagine...
You know what, I keep pitching that the show, and this is going great, and I hope it goes on for many years to come, but the real show for me is the ride back to the airport.
Right.
There's a guy named Sammy who works here, who is in charge of transporting these couples and families and supporters from the airport, wherever they come from, home and to the airport, to the hotel, and he tells me that the real show and the real drama happens after the show.
So you're secretly videotaping that car.
I don't know if he is, and he's got a book in him, but I would imagine that there is screaming, there is resentment, sometimes exhilaration and happiness. Sometimes I know that a couple of couples, and I don't have the names in front of me, have split up.
That's so funny.
And the
weird thing is, there's nothing that you can kind of figure out, you know? It's like...
Last week, who was a huge Indianapolis Colts fan, had season tickets they were offering him, and Super Bowl tickets, and a truck, and his wife made him give it all up.
Yeah, she said no, because that won't pay the bills. Right. And plus 50, I think plus 50 grand.
Right, plus cash on top of it.
Yeah, and I think he ended up walking out with like $180,000.
Yeah, but what was in his suitcase? The million dollars.
The million dollars.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that hurts.
He picked a million-dollar case. So it would be nice to have a camera in their home right now.
Yes, it would. In both of their homes, by the way, it would be nice. Because I'm sure that's happened. Hey, Howie, speaking of that, I read a follow-up article on the guy. His name was George from last week from the football show. And he, you know, this show was filmed at the end of July, so he had to sit on the results. Have you ever had an experience where a show has been in the can, hasn't aired yet, and the winner or loser has kind of blabbed it out and kind of spoiled it?
No, we haven't had that yet. They have. I think they signed this agreement, and should they blab it out, I don't know what their obligation is. But I think it's part of they sign a contract, and part of the contract is in order to get your winnings, right, you have to adhere to this contract, so you're not allowed to blab out what you've won.
Plus, the baker has a sniper rifle.
Better than the winners is the people that walk out of here with like $5 or $25 have to relive that again months later on television.
Yes,
and be ridiculed by everybody in their village.
Yeah.
Said, I'll give you $50 if you don't air my episode. That's what I should say.
Howie Mandel on the line, of course, talking about Deal or No Deal, back tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC. What's up with the Deal or No Deal girls this year? You got any new hotties for us, Howie?
Yeah, there are. We have three new girls, and one of them, English, is not her first language.
Excellent.
So that proves to be fun. In fact, my son, who listens to you every morning, is listening right now. Alex is on his way to school. He's 18. I got him a summer job here. He was in charge of putting sunscreen on the model.
Oh, what a dad.
He's the best.
Yes. Talk about working hard.
Oh my God.
That's what she said, right. All right. Howie, again, as we said when we brought you on, we thought this show would air one time and die, and you have proven us wrong by making one of the best shows on television. It couldn't be more entertaining.
It.
Yeah.
You're doing
good work over there. That's tonight and again on Friday night, 8 o'clock on NBC. Howie Mandel has been our guest.
The million-dollar mission. Watch that.
And what are you going to do when they're not home?
Pardon me?
What are you going to do when they're not home?
When the listener's not, the viewer's not home tonight.
You don't watch tonight because they could show nobody's home. Maybe they'll end up at your door.
Fantastic.
All right.
Just throw the case through the window.
All right.
Thank you, Howie.
Talk to you later. Bye.
We need a vacation to get away from Mike. That's what I think. Matt Hughes, former UFC welterweight champion, of course, star of his own show on the...
Good delivery.
On Spike, Ultimate Fighter 6.
That's what I'm trying to say, exactly. Yeah. We'll be talking to him coming up in moments here on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. First, the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. That's the number, 24 hours a day. It's an answering machine. You call us, you leave a message, we put it on the air, you get nothing in return.
Dude, I just sharted myself.
Okay.
I'm glad he didn't say the other word, though, because that would have been bad. But sharting is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Hidden pantsy air. So fine.
Yeah, she's hot. I don't think her name is Pantier.
Is it? although
it should be Panettiere, I think. But yeah, it's she's something.
Oh, Lisa May, I want to go all the way with you and make you say oi. Yeah.
Do you say oi?
Even trying. I don't know.
I don't know what he said.
Have you ever said oi oi during sex?
No, but boy, his poetry, that knocks me out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Let me tell you.
Pretty good. We had a very, very unfortunate death recently.
Marceau is dead. I'm speechless. Get it? Speechless, because he's a mime. Huh? Get the connection? The humor? Huh? Speechless. Mime.
We've got to disconnect this Afro line. We've got to just turn it off.
Omar, who is our DJ here, he does not like himself the Rachel Ray much.
No.
She's a fat chick on the cooking channel, if you don't recognize the name.
Omar, I applaud you, my friend. That smoker's cough, labiate, ball dropped, whatever genitalia she has, Rachel Ray. Oh, my God. I just hope there's some sort of sex tape out there with her. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You like gravy? You like gravy? I'll give you some gravy. Oh, you like that, huh? Huh? See?
God.
And I mean, we have to disconnect it now. Yeah. I mean, today. Like, maybe during the show.
Hello! I'm Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show, trying to be the queen. But I sound like Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello!
Don't come at Kevin and mock his only impression, all right?
I only have two. I have Alf and the Queen.
And you don't get a chance to use them very much.
What do you want from me?
What's that, Lisa May?
Okay, this is the perfect example of, yes, you feel better when you're high, but don't mistake that for being more interesting or more funny than you actually are.
What's that, Lisa May? I spoke to Jay right now, but, dude,
Like, I'm totally confused. Like, your name's Lisa May. Like, is that one name? Like, Mary Ann, you know, is that your first name? Or is it Lisa May, like, May, comma, Lisa? Dude, it's tripping me out. Somebody help me put it on. Psycho Mike. Is your first name Mike? Or is your first name Psycho, you know? Like, I'm, dude, you know, you're like Mary Ann, man. Like, dude, somebody, I gotta smoke another bowl.
No, you don't.
Wow.
Although it does make every word more interesting when you're high, doesn't it? Every single word has some kind of magic to it.
A few minutes ago, we're talking to Howie Mandel telling you about Deal or No Deal tonight on NBC. So when that's done, you wait a little bit and then switch over to the Spike Channel at 10 o'clock for a new episode of Ultimate Fighter 6. How about that? On the line, Matt Hughes, one of the coaches again for this season. And, of course, former many, many, many time UFC champ himself. Hey, Matt, good morning. Welcome back to the Kevin Amin Show.
Glad to be back with you guys. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
We're doing fine. You know, I saw on your blog that you were as surprised as everyone else as to how UFC 76 came out over the weekend.
Yeah, I was doing, I was at a show, a small show myself, and I cut out of there because I was going to watch Chuck's fight no matter what, and I cut the last three fights, and I saw the Diego fight, and I really thought Diego was going to have the upper hand there, and he ended up losing. And then I thought the same thing about Shogun against Forrest Griffin. I thought Shogun coming from Pride, he'd really impressed me over in Pride. And none of those Pride guys have come to the UFC and impressed me one bit.
Which fight was it that we were there watching the fight, Mike and I? Which one was it where the guy tapped out with, I don't know, 6 seconds left in the fight or something like that?
Are you talking about the Ultimate Fighter?
No, I was talking about the fight on Saturday night, 76.
I only saw the last three.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, that's so, got to be brutal.
You get to the Chuck fight, and I thought, man, you know, Chuck's going to have a kind of a field day here. He's going to hit Keith a little bit, and then he's going to knock him out. And Keith just stuck around, and I just didn't think Chuck prepared himself for that fight.
See, a guy like you, man, is a guy who should know. I mean, you know all these guys. You fought against some of these guys. I mean, you, if anyone can read them, it ought to be you think.
You would think that, I'm as wrong. Seems like I'm wrong just as much as I am right.
What do you think about talking about the Ultimate Fighter 6, your show on Spike, back for a sixth season? What do you think about this this crop of young talent that comes up season to season? With the popularity of the sport, do you see better and better contestants every year on the show?
I definitely see better and better contestants. You know, they're just the sport's growing and evolving, and people are just better now. You know, they've been practicing for longer, and so yeah, they're getting better and better. But Diego was on season one, and I fully expected him to beat Finch, and he did end up losing. But I still thought he was going to win, he's a contestant at the 170 pound division.
So you were one of the coaches, and Matt Serra's the other coach, and he's pretty mouthy.
Yeah, he is. But I mean, everybody's their own person. So if that's the role he wants to play, then that's fine with me. I mean, I can definitely deal with that, and I have in the past as well.
And you guys are going to fight at the end of the season, and I have one clip from him that I thought was funny to play for you.
I'm really motivated to fight Matt Hughes. I'm not going to say more motivated than fighting anybody else, only because, you know, I'm a professional. I fight who they give me, but, and this is a big but, I've been fighting a lot of nice guys lately, and now I'm fighting the exact opposite. You know, I'm fighting a prick.
Very nice. Wow. Matt, how much does that trash talking, and a lot of the guys do it, they play the interviews, you know, before each fight, and a lot of the guys are just, I'm so much better, I'm going to dominate, I'm going to end in the first round. How much of that actually gets into the ring with you? Like, would you be more inclined to try and beat Matt Serra because he's mouthing off, or just it's the same as any other fight?
Well, definitely that's going to help motivate me to get ready for Matt Serra. But I tell you what, when I walk in that ring, it really doesn't matter what he said. I kind of go on autopilot when I get in there, and I'm pretty used to it. You know, I fought Frank Trigg twice, and he's a mouthy guy, and I've fought a couple other mouthy guys, so I'm pretty used to it. And usually, from my experience, when people talk as much trash as Matt Serra is right now and say the stuff that he is, he's worried, you know. So that's why he's talking as much as he is, because he is worried, you know, and that's what I would have to say. But you know, that's my opinion. Take it for what it's worth.
Is he pulling this out of thin air, though, or does he have a real beef with you over something that happened between the two of you?
I don't. I never figured out why he got mad at me, because there was a time where him and I knew each other, and I wouldn't say we've ever sat down and had lunch together or anything, but there was a time where we were social. Hey, Matt, what's going on, you know, and this and that, and I never realized the turning point when he got mad at me. When he was on Ultimate Fighter 4, I think season 4, I went in there, and it was right after I beat Gracie. And see, he's a Gracie guy. He studied Gracie Jiu-Jitsu forever. So after I beat Hoist Gracie, he got all pissed off at me because I beat his idol.
That's a strange reaction to get mad at you about that.
That's the only thing I can put it on. I've never said anything to him. I've never done anything to him. So I just, you know, it'd be an interesting question to ask him on, you know, hey, why are you mad at Matt Hughes? And the only thing I hear him say is he's a prick, you know. And,
sure.
And I've never heard why he thinks I'm a prick, you know. All he ever says is I'm that jock, you know. And
right.
I don't know
well,
why, you know.
That's one of the reasons why I asked that question is because I kind of assumed he was saying that because he was fighting you. This is his way of getting psyched up for the fight, because I've never heard anyone else say that about you. It's not like that's the word on the street. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's only coming from him for some reason.
He's his own person, you know. And I know a lot of people from New York, and they're cool people. And you know, to be honest, he kind of gives New Yorkers a bad name.
Which is tough.
You know,
that's some tough competition right there. So Ultimate Fighter 6 is on Wednesdays, 10 o'clock, Spike. And you start with how many, 16 people?
16 guys. We make our selections, two teams of eight. And, it all goes all down to the end. I know everything that happens except for the finals. The finals will be live December 8th, I believe. And then I fight Matt Serra, the coach, December 29th.
Fantastic. Oh, that's going to be fun. Hey, is there a breakout star on Team Hughes? Somebody who's really, really impressed you that you think is going to have a future in this sport?
I can't tell you that.
Can't say that.
You guys go try to get information out of me.
Okay.
And Spike TV is going to get all pissed off at me if I answer that question.
All right, just answer this question. Is there somebody on Team Hughes that doesn't have a prayer in a million years of making it?
There's going to be people. I'm going to be real political about this.
It's the same question.
There's going to be people on both teams of every season. There's going to be people that do very well, and there's going to be people that don't do anything at all after the show.
You're good.
Certainly. All right. Let me ask you one more question, and it's a little bit off topic from UFC, but have you seen the Oscar De La Hoya pictures, and if so, what do you think?
I've heard about them. I've not seen it, and all I heard was a quick
Fishnets, high heels. It's not.
That's what I heard, and I'm just scratching my head
until
I find out more information on what's going on. But, I don't really know anything about that, nor do I agree with anything about that.
Yeah.
It's so funny because we were talking about it earlier, Matt. We were saying if you're in a job like his, or in that case, a job like yours, you got to really kind of think hard before you agree to dress up like that and get your picture taken, knowing the world that you're in and knowing what the reaction is going to be if and when they get out. I can't get my head around how something like that happens.
I'm with you guys.
She was hot.
She was hot. He said he'd do anything for her. That's right.
Ultimate Fighter 6, Wednesday nights tonight at 10 o'clock on Spike. Matt Hughes, best of luck. Best of luck in the fight, and thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bad news, Kevin. While you're out of the room, we had to postpone Denny Blaze, the Average Homeboy.
What?
We're not going to be able to talk.
Well,
I know. I know. We were all excited about him. He's the YouTube sensation, the worst white rapper ever. We had to postpone him, but tell me if we made the right choice. Oscar winner Jamie Foxx instead will be happening just after the top of the hour.
Hardly a compromise.
No.
I know. I don't think it's much of a trade-off either, but apparently that's the decision. Apparently we're talking to Jamie today, maybe the Average Homeboy tomorrow is the plan.
When are we going to get blazed?
Yeah, we got to get him.
His last name is Blaze. He says, you've been blazed.
All right. And, well, his last name is Hazen.
His middle name is Blaze. Well, his nickname is
His rap name is Blaze. He used to go by Denny Blazen Hazen. And then he just shortened it to Blaze.
He's the worst.
He's bad on every level.
Rapper.
And
ever.
I love him
Ralph,
the most.
Ralph could be his biggest fan. Ralph knows everything about him.
I do. I know his whole bio.
All right. Jamie Foxx from The Kingdom, which he co-stars in with our girlfriend Jennifer Garner. We'll talk to him coming up after 8. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday. What's going on?
Lindsay Lohan. Hey, hello?
Sure. Anyone? I'd like to have that music there.
There we go.
Mike had no way of knowing that.
How about my camera? How about the shutter, the thing? There we go. What are you guys doing over there?
Listen, you can't just drop a bomb on me like average homeboys being postponed.
Doesn't
and expect
change,
me to keep my focus.
Doesn't change the fact that Showbiz Beat is coming up next.
Changes everything, Ralph. Oh.
If you can't cut it in my studio, you're gone. Period.
Period. Lindsay Lohan apparently has been doing some major damage while she's inside Cirque Lodge.
Yeah.
It's amazing that she can F up somebody's life from rehab. But
again,
if you believe Stephanie Allen, the now ex-wife of Tony Allen, that's just what she did. Mrs. Allen has filed divorce paperwork alleging that her husband's conduct with another woman, wink, wink, Lindsay Lohan, left their marriage irretrievably broken. Apparently, Tony Allen and Lindsay were doing the deed while they were both rehabbing at Cirque Lodge, although both Tony and Lindsay's camp have denied the rumor, saying they're just friends. That's not allowed in Cirque Lodge. You can't have
sex. No, right?
They're just healing together.
Sure.
Healing.
Healing as one.
Yes.
I heard, Ralph, please confirm that this man is a billionaire.
Oh, really?
I did not know.
The dude in rehab?
Oh, wait a minute. It says right here at the bottom of the story. Stephanie Allen has a lot to fight for, including the couple's eight-month-old twins.
Oh, that's nice.
And the family fortune, which is rumored to be over $1 billion.
Yay!
Wow.
It's an inside joke I do with my friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Eight-month-old twins, though. That's a stinger.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the wife, by the way, is her life is hell for these 8 months. She's doing nothing but working with those kids.
Yeah.
And then he calls back and goes, hey, honey, you know that whole thing about us being monogamous? Woohoo. Sorry.
She says that Tony treated her cruelly and is a habitual drug user. How do you become a billionaire and a drug addict? How do you do those two things at the same time?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah, but they seem like both activities would take up an enormous amount of time.
Yeah.
I can't see. He must be a multitasker, this guy.
Sure.
I can be a billionaire and I can wheel and deal all kinds of financial deals, and I can shoot up heroin. It's great. I can do it all. I can have it all.
And go to rehab and have Lindsay Lohan.
And Lindsay Lohan, too. Yeah. Celebrity catfight, Kate Moss and Sienna Miller. According to the London Sun tabloid.
London Sun is for fat people.
That's right. It's one of those fetish magazines. They were at a mutual friend's wedding, and they started fighting over an actor named Rhys Ivins. I don't know if you know Rhys or not, but did you ever see Notting Hill?
Yes.
Remember his weird, goofy roommate?
I loved him.
They're fighting over that guy?
That guy.
No.
Yes.
He looks...
He's in his underwear half
like
that
a bug.
Movie.
He does look
like a stringy,
ever.
Greasy hair,
yes.
And a beard and everything.
Hideous
teeth.
Funny, but hideous in every way.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, two of them apparently are going at it over Rhys. Yeah. Apparently, Rhys has stopped getting loaded with Kate Moss and has segued over to Sienna. They're hanging out now, and Kate is accusing Sienna of stealing her style, her lifestyle, and her men.
What?
And apparently the two of them got into it at this friend's wedding, and everyone was there watching them scream at each other on the dance floor.
She stole my style?
Style's getting loaded, I guess so.
Yeah. What?
So, how many what's do we have?
Oh, we have a lot.
What?
What?
Let me introduce you to the dumbest man in Hollywood. Once again, I did this last hour, but it's a story worth repeating. Tyler Nelson is his name. Now, imagine you're young Tyler Nelson, and you get the opportunity of a lifetime to work as an extra on a set of a movie directed by Steven Spielberg and produced by George Lucas. A little film called Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
What?
And you're so enamored with the story that they're telling that you decide to go to your hometown newspaper and tell all the details of the plot of the movie to a reporter.
What?
Well, that's just what Tyler Nelson did.
What?
And Steven Spielberg and George Lucas are none too happy about it.
He was way, way excited and ruined it for himself.
Yeah. Page 6, the New York Post's gossip column lists the plot points given by him, which is bad on their part.
Yeah. What?
But in response to the story, they contacted Spielberg spokespeople, and they said, who knows whether that particular person will ever work in this town again.
Oh, boy.
They called his...
What?
They called Tyler Nelson's talent agent, and they said,
Yes, we agree he's in trouble.
Wow.
He's got to know that he can't do that.
No.
So, little message for you aspiring actors out there.
Don't.
Shut up!
Don't give all the details?
Don't give all the details.
All right.
Speaking of movies, they're making a Justice League of America movie with all the superheroes in it. It's supposed to be Superman, Batman, The Flash, Aquaman, and Wonder Woman. Warner Brothers has fast-tracked this film because they're trying to get the production going before any potential strikes next year. There's going to be a talent stoppage due to some labor issues. So they're trying to cast the roles as quickly as possible. Christian Bale and Brandon Routh, who play Batman and Superman, respectively, both said they're not going to resume their roles in the movie, so there'll be new actors in those roles. But in the role of Wonder Woman, Jessica Biel, currently in talks with Warner Brothers to star as Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Mentioned last hour that she might not have enough boobage to pull off the Amazonian princess.
Right.
And someone wrote me and said, can't they just get her a Wonder Bra?
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Yeah, I would too. Meg White sex tape. It's a hoax.
Did you say it's a hoax?
It's a hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've discovered where it came from. Apparently, on Monday, September the 17th, a dude in a message board group called Hipinion found the amateur porn clip and just put it up and said, doesn't this look like Meg White from White Stripes? And everyone chimed in on it. And then it disappeared.
No.
Well, someone stumbled across it and put it back up on the internet saying that it was. It had been confirmed, of course, and it wasn't.
No.
The guy who did it, who posted the thing himself, said, look, I found this video through random wank mining efforts. Meaning he was just trolling for something to spank it to. And I put it up here because I figured you guys would have a laugh. It had nothing to do with Meg White when I found it. So now we know the answer. It is indeed not her. Because the woman in the video, you can tell, she actually looks like she's enjoying herself. And I've never seen Meg White with that expression on her face. That's how I knew it was not real.
Mohinder?
That wasn't... Don't look
can
at
you
us.
Stop him?
Don't look
can
at
you
us.
Just
that was
knock
mean.
Him down?
I had nothing to do with any
that
of it.
That was Bean.
All of it,
being
dude.
Bad.
Not all of it. I see.
Anna?
See, I see you two pushing buttons over there, too.
Alvin!
Asshats. Today's celebrity birthday is Jack LaLanne, fitness expert, 93 years old today. Linda Hamilton, Sarah Connor from the Terminator films, 51 years old today. Melissa Sue Anderson, remember little Mary Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Barely.
I wanted to.
Burley, I should say.
I wanted
Burley.
To,
spank mining.
Yeah, I wanted to take her down to the general store and just get me one of those large pickles you find in the pickle barrel down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And take her out by the sawmill where Pa worked.
Sure.
And then just do unspeakable things to Mary.
Feed her the pickle?
Kind of kid I was.
Yeah.
She's 45 years old today. Jim Caviezel. Jesus Christ! In The Passion of the Christ. Oh, he's 39 years old today. And Les Claypool, former Primus bassist, turns 44. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Woo! And it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 11
Woo!
Minutes after 8 o'clock.
I've never seen a room so happy to have an Oscar winner cancel.
I've never seen
more joy.
We want to talk to Jamie Foxx because that movie looks great, at least to me, Kevin.
And Jennifer
Garner's in it.
Yeah.
And we want to talk to them all day, every day, except for not right at this moment.
No, because we want to get blazed.
Want to get blazed, right. Go to the Kevin and Bean page on krock.com and go to the videos section, and you'll see a bunch of good stuff. The Let's Paint and Exercise guy that we talked to recently is up there. The hot chick on the Swedish TV show, vomiting live on TV. We got that up there. And just added the Average Homeboy video from Denny Blazenhazen, who really has become an internet sensation. And I think, Ralph, at this point, you would vote for him for president of the United States if you could.
Whatever he wants. President, let's make him king. Let's just turn over the country to get blazed.
Here's a little piece from VH1, and then we'll talk to him.
Once you hear my audio demo, you'll just be blazed.
Straight out of suburbia, rapper Denny Blazenhazen laid down some dope rhymes back in the 80s. But it wasn't until 2005 that his rap manifesto made the internet. Soon, millions were transfixed by the Average Homeboy.
I'm not the typical rapper that you'll meet. I don't live in a box, nor was I raised on the street.
My goal back then, just as it is today, I want a recording contract with a major record label.
I am on a mission to get that for Denny Blazenhazen.
Hey, Denny.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Denny!
Good morning, L.A., Kevin, Bean, and Lisa and Ralph.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
We are very good. Now that we're talking to you, our personal hero.
Denny Blaze, let me tell you, people, is the OG white rapper. Pre-Vanilla Ice, before Eminem, there was Denny Blaze.
17 years ago, there weren't too many teenage white guys making rap videos, that's for sure.
Word. Denny, what was it? I mean, refresh my memory. We're going back to 1987. This was about the time that the Beastie Boys were real big, right?
It was about that time. It may have been a year or so after that. I actually had an 89 Cavalier, so, and I know I got that in 88. But I was really into rap music. I liked a group called Nucleus, and they had a song called Jam On It that I just played over and over
right.
on my boombox until I memorized the words.
Right.
And it just made me say, hey, this is basically talking over music, and anybody can do it as long as they just add their personality. And I was a guy from the suburbs in Ohio, and I said, you know what, I'll talk about being an average homeboy. And so I decided I went out to Radio Shack and got a Casio keyboard and a microphone, and I plugged them into a boombox. And one time through, hit play record, made Average Homeboy, and then my dad had me working in TV as a kid. So I used to ride the school bus to the TV station, and I had access to 3/4-inch video equipment, so I said, hey, I'll make a video to this cassette, and bam, you got Average Homeboy.
Here's the song he's talking about.
I get up every morning and make my own bed. I'm down to earth. I don't have a big head. For enjoyment, I like to shoot some hoops, but not until I eat all my Fruit Loops.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you told us about the TV station, because I was trying to figure out, as big as videos were, thanks to MTV back when they used to play videos in the 1980s, there was no average homeboy on the street making his own video. I mean, it's hard for people to imagine living in the YouTube era when anybody with a camera can, you know, and a computer can make a video. But back then, it was impossible for just Joe Schmo to make a video, right?
There wasn't an internet. There weren't CDs. There weren't DVDs. There was no nonlinear. I used this big, big dinosaur equipment, which this camera was huge. I had a battery that was as big as a car battery. And then you also, there weren't even cassette tapes in the side of a camera. You had to have a big portable record deck that you had to carry around. And it was on a size tape that was huge. It was a 3/4-inch tape, which is a gigantic tape. So, yeah, I grew up working with my dad and just got my hands wet making videos and stuff, and then with hard work, I just said, hey, I'm going to make this for myself.
Now, let me ask you this question, though. It's been 20 years now. What has happened in the music industry since then with you?
Well, with me, I just kept making my music. I kept sending my demos off to record companies, and they'd say, hey, make some more. Or a lot of times they just use your ideas and stuff. So I just kept making music, and finally, you know, digital equipment came around, and you could have, instead of just one track or two tracks, you could have 100 tracks. So I kept working on my music. I put out close to 100 songs I've produced now, and I keep making demos, and I stopped making videos as much because record companies say, hey, if we like the song, we'll make the video.
Shine in my car. Joy. I guess I'm just an average homeboy.
You've made over a
Well, my music's on the iTunes Music Store, so you can download it without even having a record label. Or you can go to my website, DennyBlaze.com, and pick up the CD there. So the technology is really changing the music business,
right,
where people can have their own record labels. If,
of course.
If they can get the awareness out there,
sure,
then they can be their own thing.
Denny, how much of your how similar is your new music to the average homeboy song that we've been listening to? Are you still in that vein doing the white rapping?
Yeah, I am, and it's the lyrics are pretty similar because I like to just rap about stuff in my life, and so my style is, there's a lot of people that rap really fast and get their tongue all tangled and stuff like that. That's not me. I'm kind of old school where I do, you know, just some. You know, it's not super fast rapping, but it's kind of an old school style, and
right. The
lyrics are kind of the same, but obviously with technology, drum machines, and equipment,
no.
It's gotten a lot
better. I'm just glad
better.
You're still representing the white experience, because I don't think that is that's a topic that's not really covered much.
Difficulties I have with record labels. There's not a suburban department at a record label.
Yeah.
You get urban, you get rock, you get country, but there's no suburban.
Right. Where's suburban hip hop?
Right.
Exactly.
So anybody running A&R at a major record label isn't going to say, hey, let's send this to the suburban department. It's going to go to the urban department,
sure,
and they'll say, hey.
It's racism. It's racism is what it is, Denny. The man's trying to keep us down.
Oh, trying to hold the white man down.
Exactly.
Here's my thought, and you sound like a really nice guy. You sound like a great guy. You seem like you're fun. You're coming from a genuine place. I don't think everyone can rap.
How dare you?
How like, dare you,
Why
Kevin?
Would you have like, Mr. Blaze on and even say suggest something so crazy?
I'm just going to suggest – like, I know I can't rap. I've tried it before. It's awful. I know that.
Well, you don't have Denny's skills.
You don't have his – yeah, his mad skills.
It may be awful, but the thing about it is music's expression, and it's objective. There's not a right or wrong way to make music. It's in your eyes, and, you know, if you want to express yourself screaming and yelling or rapping or however you want to do it, music's objective. So you
exactly,
might not think
Denny.
It's good, but there's somebody out there that might like it, and if that's what you like, hey, it's America. You're free to
well,
do
all
it.
Right. Pay no
Absolutely.
Attention to Kevin, Denny. I'm sorry.
Hey, we're with you. He's the music snob. Look, we're 100% behind you, Denny. Now, what is the most positive encouragement in all the years? The 20 years that have gone by that you've had dealing with record companies, trying to get signed, trying to get a guy to listen to you, take you seriously. Has there ever been a nibble where you thought, okay, now I'm on the path where something's really going to happen with this?
There have been a couple. I got a back way back then in the early 90s, I had a video coordinator from Capitol Records contact me and say they like the video concept and stuff like that. And then more recently, after the internet craze, I had several major record labels contact me and say, "Hey, send us your whole catalog." And so I sent them my catalog. And
are you sure that wasn't just your friends?
No, I'm positive. Okay. I confirmed who they were and stuff like that. I've had 1,000 of those, you know, 100,000 of those people pretending to be record labels.
Sure,
but,
I bet. Like
you know,
Kevin.
I had a couple major labels take bites, but to be honest, a major record label, as I was telling you, doesn't really know what to do with an average homeboy with not having a suburban department
no,
at a record
you're,
label.
You're smart. You're smart to do it the way you're doing it, which is through iTunes. That way you get to keep all the money when you start selling big. When it catches fire, you are the one who's going to benefit from it, not some suit in a tower somewhere.
That's fine too, and I'm just happy that it's getting out there. That's what I way back when is what I wanted a record label for. I'm not really a materialistic guy. That's what Average Homeboy's about. It's you know I can settle with my Chevrolet. I don't have to have a Porsche Cabriolet.
Right.
I'm about getting my stuff out there, and yeah, if it makes money, that's great. And as long as I can provide a okay. roof over my head and food, I'm happy. But I'm glad that you know it's nice now to go to New York or L.A. and have people know the lyrics to my song. That's encouraging to me to say, hey, I got my material out there.
Do you still have that killer mullet?
Which killer moment?
Mullet.
No, you know what? But you know what? There's a few TV shows and movie ideas coming out, and if that happens, I'll probably sport it out for those guys.
To bring it
hey,
back.
Again, you can go to the Kevin and Bean video section of KROQ.com if you want to see the Average Homeboy video. We're talking to Denny Blaze. What does it mean, Denny, as we wrap up here, when you say you just got blazed? What does that mean?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things. I have on my website, DennyBlaze.com, that you, for the haters, when they click on it, if they have something bad to say, they click on it and say, hey, you just got blazed. Well, you just got blazed was in my intro to the Average Homeboy video, and it just said, hey, once you see this video, you'll just be blazed. So the experience of seeing the Average Homeboy or hearing about Denny Blaze's music, that's you just got blazed. But, you know, anybody could use it. You make a jump shot over a guy in basketball, hey, you just got blazed. Or, you know, hey, talking to haters, hey, you just got blazed. So,
okay, but our name isn't Blaze.
No, but you get blazed.
That's the point.
You got burnt, Kevin. You
oh,
got burnt.
Blaze. It's like serve. You got served. Same sort
exactly.
of thing. You got worked. All right, we're going to start working that in, Denny.
Sounds good. And like on that thermometer I had in my video, blazing, hazing. There's hot, there's warm, but then there's blazing. So, you know, blazing's up there really hot.
I love it.
All right. Look, you just got to hate that Eminem, right? Doesn't it just burn you to see how successful he is?
No, I'm happy for everybody that gets their success, and I'm happy for him doing it. Yeah, that's his perspective that he's a white guy. He had the 8 Mile. He had hard times living in a trailer. But that's not my perspective. So,
right.
You know, I think it would only be fair that, you know, hey, share the other perspectives, too, that you don't always have to be a gangsta thug G to like rap music or to like anything.
That's right.
Right
so,
here.
An
average right here. Yeah. Bring the world together.
Preach it. How much longer do you think you'll keep going if you don't get tremendous response? It has been 20 years.
It's been tremendous response already. Whether or not I get a record contract, I'm going to keep doing it because since this blew up on YouTube, it's just millions of people all over the world. And I've met Average Homeboys. I enjoy meeting people, and it's
sure.
just been a great deal to have kids in Australia or England or Germany. When I first made it, I thought, hey, I'll try to get this popular in the U.S. I didn't ever expect to go around the world with it. And so for kids in, you know, New York to L.A. and as far as Canada, you know, all over the place. So I'm going to keep doing it, and the response is great right now. And it's just amazing to meet so many new friends, and that's what I enjoy being, is just being an average homeboy making friends.
All right.
So
you're blazing your critics, man. Good work.
Oh, thank you very much.
DennyBlaze.com.
Hey, before you guys go, I made a little rap for you.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, no kidding. Really? All right.
Yeah. Sure. Yep. Right. You ready?
Ready.
Well, I got to introduce it real quick.
Okay.
I'm still working on smoothing out my rapping, but once you hear this rap, you'll just be blazed. So check it. Yo, Kevin and Bean, it's Denny Blaze on the scene. Let me tell you what I do. I make rhymes for you. I'm the average homeboy who keeps it true. You just got blazed on KROQ. That's it, guys.
Yes! Personalized rap.
People are going to go to work today and say, you'll never believe what happened to me. I got blazed on the way to work.
You just got blazed. Hey, Ralph, thanks for looking me up, buddy. I appreciate it.
Denny, love your work. Keep going, man.
Thank you. DennyBlaze.com, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Denny.
Bye now.
You can't crush his dream, Kevin. What's wrong with you?
You know what? You can if you try. You can't crush him if you try. Because Denny Blaze is going to keep on blazing.
You know those people that get up and say, if I can do it, anyone can? That's just not true. Not anyone
can do it.
This guy's
having the time of his life.
He is. That's the best thing that'll ever happen to him, Kevin.
He's speaking out for the white man, which of all people, Kevin, I thought you would appreciate that.
The following is rated MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
There's a little bit of a rift in a family, Kevin, that we need to help out. K-Rock listener Brian wrote to me via the email a couple of days ago. Hey, Brian, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good. Thanks for coming on, too. You wrote that you're having a dispute with your cousin. Tell us why.
He's about to have a child next month. He's going to have a baby boy, and he doesn't want to have him circumcised. And I'm trying to talk some sense into him.
And why are you so invested in whether he makes that choice for his family or not?
It's just one of those things when we are drinking, we just talk about it, or it came up at a conversation, and it's just, I live in Orange County, mm-hmm. where it's primarily white people, and everybody has it done, and a penis is not the most attractive thing, so I think having a...
Circumcision, right?
Foreskin on there, it doesn't make it look any better. So I just wanted to
Boy, do you have different conversations when you're drunk than I do.
No kidding.
Like, that's different. Sniff, you know?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's find out what Daniel says. He's the soon-to-be father-to-be. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. So, Brian, your cousin says go ahead and have your baby snipped when he's born. What's your reaction to that?
I just don't think that they should go through any pain, you know. I just think that we should just let it be the way they come into this world. That's the way they should be. You know, if God brought us the way that everybody is, then that's the way we should, you know, stay.
So boob jobs, you're against those?
That's a great question. You're against boob jobs?
Who?
You don't think women?
Okay. I don't really care.
Hang on a second, would you? Because we have
this program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right.
Now, Daniel, what you're not married to the mother of the baby, right? Of course not. You're Hispanic.
No.
But what's her reaction? What's her feeling on what you're going to do with your child?
She agrees with me. So.
She agrees.
Really?
She agrees. I'm the one that, you know, has the name for him, you know, picked the name for him, and she had nothing to do with it, really. I said if it's going to be a girl, she can name her whatever she wants to. If it's going to be a boy, I get to choose a name.
And which Raider player are you naming the kid after?
Well, it's actually.
I hope it's Jamarcus. I hope it's Jamarcus.
It's Richard Zeus Contreras.
Zeus?
Did you say Zeus?
Yeah, Zeus.
Hey, you don't get to choose any more stuff.
You're not allowed to make any more decisions.
That's it.
You're the best. Zeus rules.
All right, so Daniel, so you guys are drinking the way Brian tells it, and he says, dude, you totally have to get him snipped. And you just basically, I mean, did he make any kind of sense? I mean, did he tell you the reasons why he thought they just didn't carry any water?
Listen, we have to be kind of careful.
The way I swing, obviously, since, you know, I have a girl.
Yeah. Brian, why don't you answer that question? Why did you tell him that he needs to get that done?
You know, it's just kid's going to be taunted, you know, like with people calling him an anteater or, hey, you're sporting a turtleneck on your penis.
And you know this because?
I'm in the same boat. You know, I wish I had it done. And it's just, you know, every Hispanic my age or older doesn't have it done. So it's just, you know, get it done. You know, we're like in, you know, 2008, and I think just about everybody, you know, every baby boy gets it done. So my question, though, is if Psycho Mike, Dave, or Omar, if they're circumcised.
That's a great question.
Being that they're Hispanic.
We do need to take a break, and we have a bunch of calls on hold. But we'll find out from those
guys.
Well, ask all three of them, since you're absolutely right. They're all about your age and all Hispanic, too. So let's find out what their thoughts are on this, and we'll take your calls, too. It's the Kevin and Bean Penal System, continuing after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
Now it's time to enter the halls of the Kevin and Bean Penal System. Kevin and Bean take a long and hard look at today's issues. They wrap their head around the hairiest questions to make sure that you don't get the shaft. It's the Kevin and Bean Penal System.
I'm not feeling good about this now. That's all there is to it.
How dare you?
Here's the deal. Briefly, if you're just joining us, K-Rock listener Brian sent an email that said he's been in a little bit of a dispute with his cousin Daniel. Daniel and Daniel's girlfriend are getting ready to have a little baby boy, and Daniel says, God's making the boy without the circumcision. I'm not going to interfere with God's will and get him circumcised. And Brian says, no, believe me, dude, I'm not circumcised, and I hate it. So that's the discussion on the table, and we're taking some calls at 1-800-520-1067. I think it was it Brian who asked? He wanted us to go around the room and check out on the Hispanic dudes that we have in our room and find out what their ruling was?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Psycho Mike?
Cut it, dude. Come on.
Dave, King of Mexico?
Don't do it, dude.
Oh.
Don't do it.
So Dave,
don't do it to your kid.
Why, is it just the man keeping you down?
Just a man keeping you down. No, it's fine. You don't need to do it. It's just a waste of time. It's a waste of money.
Waste of time.
Waste of time and
yeah.
money.
Yeah, dude. It's, you know, why hurt the baby when you don't have to?
Dave, what about what Brian says about getting teased for being an anteater? I mean, has that been the case with you growing up?
No, not at all. No one has ever complained.
He's
said
never
a word.
Been naked though in front of anyone.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Brian, but you know, what guys is he showing? You know,
we got an email from K-Rock listener David who says, "I wish Gustavo were still here from Ask a Mexican yesterday. We could ask him why the Mexicans all want their penises to look like the white man's." So apparently, he thinks it's a cultural thing. Like the Mexican guy shouldn't do it because that's the deal. That's how it's done.
All right, let's take a few phone calls here. Where do we start? Wow.
Well, let's start with Tony on line one in Santa Barbara, Santa Monica. This is something I think a lot of people are probably thinking right now.
Tony, hi.
Hey.
What do you think?
I think don't do it. Tell Daniel not to do it. It's a barbaric ritual. That's an important organ, penis. There's 100,000 capillaries in that piece of skin, and it does all kinds of things. It's great. It's a good thing to keep. Keep the foreskin.
Okay.
Now, some people say that the sensitivity, and I've already gotten some emails on this before, that the sensitivity is affected, that sex after you have yourself circumcised as an adult is not as good. That's what you're talking about with the capillaries?
Exactly. My girlfriend right now, she loves it. She says it's way better than any other penis she's had before.
Is our problem, by the way, she's just telling you that, is our problem that guys aren't sensitive enough and they need stronger sex drives? Is that our problem in society right now?
Pretty sure it's not, really.
Doesn't seem like that would be the main problem.
But, dude, it rocks.
Let's go to Phil. Oh, yeah.
That one time Dave had sex, he enjoyed it so much.
In Granada Hills. Good morning, Phil.
I don't understand. Is Daniel saying that penises are ugly? What is wrong with him?
I think that was
the prettiest part of our body.
Daniel?
That was Brian actually saying that.
Brian?
No,
he hung on.
I don't think, I like... You know,
you're not drawn to
girls,
it?
Also, yeah. I can't say anything about penises.
All right, I got you. What about the whole, you're my cousin, I'm the father, why don't you shut the F up? What about that?
Yeah, well, I think I should smack him.
Let's talk to Brianna, by the way. She is not only a woman, she is a mother, so she would have perspective on the issue from two different ways. Hey, Brianna, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Penal System. What do you think?
Well, I have two young sons, and my husband is circumcised, and we decided not to circumcise them after I originally just didn't want to put them through the pain of it. But then we really looked into it, and turns out the United States is the only country, not just Mexicans don't circumcise, but the United States is really the only, educated country that still does this. So you go to Australia or England, none of those guys are circumcised. And they say that they have much better sex with their foreskin intact for both the male and the female. So why not keep it?
Let me ask you this, Brianna. If your kids get older and do start to get teased or do start to not like it, it's so much more painful for them to get circumcised then. Doesn't that concern you?
Well, I think that's a load of crap. Just because a baby can't tell you this hurts like a son of a gun. Little infants scream and cry every time they pee because it burns when they urinate after they're circumcised. So when you're older, you know, guys just complain more, and I think you can get painkillers. They can get a prescription for something and ease the pain of their, you know, surgery if they want to at that point. And then it's their choice. It's their body. It's their choice. They get to make up their mind instead of their parents.
Have you been with an uncircumcised man?
No.
Okay, so you can't compare in that respect.
I don't understand why a guy who's not circumcised would mean better sex for me. I don't get that because when you're
right
excited, it's all pretty much all the same. I don't understand why that would make any difference to me.
I think it's just that extra skin there, just like, you know, a ribbed condom or anything like that. It's just that little bit of extra skin that moves around a little bit as the guy's
moving. But you haven't done that.
No, but I have had friends who have.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you for the call. Hey, we're going to get Dr. Drew on in 1 second, too, who, of course, is the medical expert on everything. Let's take Tom real quick with Santa Fe Springs, because I think he has a simplistic yet possibly illuminating way to look at this.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the – oops, sorry. Hang on. Wrong line. There we go. Tom?
Line 8.
Hey there.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, please come in.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, when have you ever seen a soldier in battle with a helmet?
When have you ever seen what?
A soldier go to battle without the helmet.
Well, there you go.
It's hard to argue with.
Look at it.
You put it that way.
By the way, who's getting teased as kids? You know, growing up, never got teased. No one in my locker room ever got teased, you know, during football or sports. I mean, no one's ever teased because you're either circumcised or not.
All the time. I used to tease kids all the time. Nonstop, me and my fellow circumcised friends used to point at their wieners and laugh at their ugly, ugly anteater wiener, worm-like wieners.
I don't know, man. Dave, better than the mushroom head, you know?
Way
better.
Dave, let me ask you this. That you've been with many women, but is there any – I mean, have you ever had an encounter where most women have been with circumcised dudes and they are freaked out by it or scared by it or don't know what to do with it?
Not at all. You know, girls know what penises look like, both circumcised and uncircumcised. So, I mean, no one's ever shocked or not, you know?
Let me tell you something. I was lucky enough to go to Africa over this past Christmas. The dream of my life was to go to Africa.
Yeah.
And in Kenya, when they turn 13 – they do it publicly to the 13-year-old boy, and if he shows any pain, he's an outcast for life.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. And if he doesn't wince and doesn't show any pain, he's a warrior, and now he's the best. I mean, that's crazy. They do it, like, in front of everybody. Everybody's watching his face for some kind of reaction.
Oh, my gosh.
That's brutal.
Dude.
Man, wow. All right, we're trying to get Dr. Drew on the line because he's isn't there health
benefits? I'd like to know what the medical reasons are in either direction, because I know there are some.
And by the way, what Dave just said is patently untrue. Girls don't always know the difference, because a lot of times girls will be with a guy who's uncircumcised and not even know it. Because like Lisa said earlier, when it comes down for action time, you can't tell the difference.
Pretty much the same.
You know?
All right, I don't know if this is who it is, but let's try this line. They're not giving me any information. Is this
We're trying to get Dr. Drew, and they won't tell us.
Is this Dr. Drew? Excellent.
Drew, hello.
All right, hello, not Drew. All right.
Wow, this was going really, really well right up until
And we had a whole plan, like right at the end, Dr. Drew was going to set us all straight because he's the smartest guy we know.
Right.
I have heard that you are, it is harder to keep clean if you're not circumcised, and therefore it does set you up for perhaps being more susceptible to infections and that sort of thing. I have heard that, but I don't know any more than that. I sure wish we could talk to the doctor. What's going on with our phones? Is there a point at which we're going to be able to use them like regular people do?
Dude, I don't have any idea. I really don't have any idea.
All right, so let's go back to Daniel real quick just to wrap this up, though. Daniel's had a chance to hear from some of the listeners in both directions. Daniel, changing your mind at all, something to think about, or is this a decision that's already been made in your family and that's the way it goes?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep my decision as is, because, I just keep thinking about the pain. And, you know, I never had any problems in bed either, so I think I enjoyed it the way it is, so I think my kid will enjoy it as well. So.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that doesn't cause a rift between you and Brian. I hope the family can still be happy with the decision. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Penal Code.
All right.
Bye now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
This Saturday, if you're not doing anything, come on down and join us, won't you, at the K-Rock Microbrew Festival at Santa Anita Racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year again. We always have a blast at these things, and if you've never been, you really owe it to yourself to come on out. If you've been there before, you know how much fun it can be. It's Saturday. 10:30 a.m., the gates open. The first race, of which there are 10 live thoroughbred races, starts at 12:30 p.m.
Saturday!
Just $5 to get in. All the microbrews you can taste will be there. Also, I'll be there. Lisa May's going to be there. Lightning, Cat, Psycho Mike, DJ Omar on the ones and twos. Turn of Fate, a terrific band. I'll be playing some live music. And you get a free Oak Tree Collector's Stein just for showing up.
Shalom.
No, not that kind of stein. It's a big ceramic mug drinking beer.
And Saturday!
So you get that when you weigh in, and then you pour your little microbrew tasters into there, and you buy like 75 of them and fill it up, and then you just have a good time. So, yeah, come on out. So this Saturday, that is Santa Anita, just east of Pasadena in Arcadia. It's an easy place to find.
So hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews. I get crazy drunk at these things. It's insane.
I've forgotten about that.
Oh, my God.
These steins are the ones that Kevin uses as a deadly weapon?
That's right. Yeah, you're okay. Like, you didn't better that horse, you stupid. And he throws at some woman and dong, just beams
her
in the head.
Sleep for yourself, make it a wager like that.
Only innocent people should bet.
Right, but how long are they going to hold that against me, that one death?
You're still banned, I know that much.
How long?
You're still banned.
Wicked cool, yeah?
Wicked cool, yeah.
Oh, Lisa.
Here's another reason it's going to be George Clooney. You know this Sarah Larson he's been dating?
Girl who was on the back of the motorcycle?
Yes. The stunning girl who was on the back of the motorcycle in which he had his accident. She broke her foot. Still loves him, even though he broke her foot, basically. I had no idea, but do you know how they met?
No.
There was a premiere party for Ocean's 13 at the Palms in Vegas. She was working the party as a go-go dancer.
Nice.
George said, you.
Yeah.
Here now.
Now she's on the back of his motorcycle for as long as he wants her.
Come on with the Clooney.
Yeah.
If you're a dancer in Las Vegas, that is hitting the lottery when George Clooney picks you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't really get better than that.
But, you know, it's good to be the Cloonster, too.
Well, I guess I won't be coming back to work tomorrow, girls.
I'm going to go live with George Clooney for a while.
Guys, have fun.
I'm going to go in his mansion and live his lifestyle. You girls, you know, fight over the guys throwing $5 bills at you.
Yeah, I can't make my midnight shift Saturday. We're flying to Lake Como. You know, George has got a place there in Italy. So we're going to be spending a couple of weeks there before we come back.
That would kind of
not nice to say about the Italians. They live on Lake Como. Being
Como. Lake Como.
It's rude, and I would like to speak on behalf of the rest of my paisans that it's not nice.
Lake Lavender.
What? Meg White sex tape. Fraud.
Oh.
We've got the truth behind the story. Apparently, some dude found it in an amateur porn site, thought it looked a little like Meg White, threw it up on a message board for his friends to see, and they were chatting about it just for, like, it says 40 posts were debated about whether it looked like Meg White or not. And then it just went away. This was September 17th, so a little while ago. And then someone found it, and they saw that label stuck on it, and they assumed it was, and distributed it all over the internet. So it's got to be embarrassing for her. Even though it's not her.
Oh, sure. Because right. A lot of people will never get the word.
She's all hinky anyway. She's got a head full of bad wiring, so she's already predisposed to cry at a moment's notice. Apparently, she had to cancel a tour because she's anxious.
She's very shy, Ralph.
Well,
that's
you know what? If you're shy, maybe, I don't know, the world of performing arts isn't the career choice for you.
Well, she loves the rock music, though. What's she's going to do?
Play it in your basement, then. Well. Don't be canceling tours on people. What the hell? No wonder Jack has 19 side projects. He never knows which is going to show up to work. I'm a little nervous today. I won't be in. All right, I'm going to go be a rockin' tour for a while then. See ya. This thing's got me nuts, this story.
What?
They're doing this Justice League of America movie, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring while they're casting. Green Lantern. Bum, right here. Bum. Nice. Green Lantern. Bum.
You would be the Green Lantern?
Hell yeah.
Haven't you already been in the comic book?
Test pilot Hal Jordan, who finds a ring from Abin Sur, the alien Green Lantern, and he becomes the Green Lantern of Sector.
I don't know. I don't understand any of those words.
Well, that's very nice, Ralph. It's wonderful to hear your story. I wonder if anyone else cared.
Thank you, Jiminy Glick. Anyway, they're casting the Justice League of America movie. Still yet to be cast are Superman and Batman, because Christian Bale and Brandon Routh have respectfully shown that they're not interested in reprising those roles in this film. The Flash is going to appear, Aquaman as well, and Wonder Woman. And according to Variety magazine, Warner Brothers is in talks with Jessica Biel to play the star-spangled Amazonian princess who has come to the world of man to teach us to love, not to hate.
I'm
want a movie like that to be funny, by the way. I don't want to see a serious Justice League movie.
No.
I want it to be funny like The Tick.
No!
There's something about Superman and Batman sitting at a bar having a conversation about being superheroes.
Well,
that would be
what?
Awesome to see on the big
they
screen.
They don't have their Justice League meetings at a bar.
No, they really don't.
Just
they really don't.
I want it to be more like The Tick and less like the Justice League comic books.
Kevin says...
No.
That's not for you.
I thought I was supposed to read that. No. I'm sorry.
Just to crack, that was just to distract you and make our radio show bad.
I see. Right. Well, it did its job.
Okay.
Accomplished it.
Yeah, so Wonder Woman, Jessica Biel. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
as long as I get to play Green Lantern. I don't even need to be Batman. I just want to be Green Lantern.
Well, it's nice of you to allow someone else to be Batman.
Oh, yeah, at one point they were talking about Jack Black being Green Lantern. If they can cast him in Green Lantern, I could be Green Lantern. Yeah, I don't have his abs, but still, I could be Green Lantern.
Ralph, what was the deal on...
I was in Green Arrow, by the way. You're thinking of Green Arrow. I was in the Green Arrow.
Oh, was it Green Arrow? I apologize. Yeah. Same thing.
I was also the voice of Green Arrow in the Justice League video game. If those of you who have ever played Justice League Heroes, the video game, I am the voice of Green Arrow in that.
Wait, there's a Green Arrow, there's a Green Lantern, and there's a Green Hornet?
Yes.
This Why is so exciting. I wish I cared.
Oh, shut up, Lisa.
Why so many greens?
Green's a very popular superhero color. Yeah. And remember, last year I was the Green Eagle in our Christmas album.
I'm going to take my life.
Promise. Today's celebrity birthdays, James Caviezel. He was a superhero once. He had all these amazing powers. He could walk on water, and he could like come back to life, and he could put a hole in his hand, and it would heal right up.
He could
turn water into wine, and
right. He played Jesus in the movie, in the Passion of the Christ. That's what I said. Was a superhero. He wasn't a superhero.
The ultimate superhero. Are you kidding me?
He was the son of God.
Superman's the son of Krypton, and he's considered a cool superhero. Imagine the son of God. That's some superpowers right there.
That brought my mind to a complete halt.
Remember, Jesus had the cape and everything. He used to wear that cape.
No, he didn't have a cape.
What are you talking about? Whatever that robe he used to wear. It looked very capey.
It wasn't a cape. It was a robe. That's what the men wore back then.
Still. Superhero. The original superhero, JC, right there. Jim Caviezel is 39 years old today. Les Claypool, which sounds like a superhero. Claypool.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out of a pool and he's made of clay.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you guys talking about over there?
Don't worry about it. Just
Kevin is doing his own show for some reason this last 10 minutes. I don't know what they're doing.
When Kevin gets sober, all of a sudden everything's so interesting to him. He's like a puppy. He can't pay attention because everything that moves fascinates him. He's better when he's medicated.
I need to drink.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Seriously, he's writing notes to Ralph. He's talking to Mike. He's arm wrestling Lisa. What the hell's going on down there?
I'm just an idiot.
Les Claypool is 44 years old today. Yeah, I heard you guys talk about the penises earlier.
Yeah.
Fascinating, fascinating topic. And I was thinking, I got this new puppy.
Right.
And speaking of there not being a god, like bad designs.
Right.
They make these puppies, the people who make them,
mm-hmm.
They make these puppies, they make them so cute, so adorable.
Right.
That you just want to hug them and put them in your lap and play with them and pet them all the time.
Yeah. Right.
And then they give the cute, adorable little puppies a mouthful of razor-sharp teeth.
Yes.
Yeah, there is that.
And it takes months.
It's like making
away.
A cute piranha.
Yeah.
And then he's in your lap, and he's got a chew toy because he's teething, so he needs to chew something constantly. You don't want to chew the furniture, so you give him a chew toy. But if he's in your lap and the chew toy drops into your lap, they can't tell the difference between your crotch and a chew toy. And the puppy will sink his razor-sharp teeth into your penis.
Are there any dogs up in this house?
I'd like to get some further clarification on what's going on in Ralph's house.
Not a good night. Last night, that's all I'm saying. All right. That's a bad...
That's
surprise.
Yeah. So you got circumcised as an adult
exactly.
last night. That's
yes.
what you're telling
Without
us.
Without even asking for it.
Now that's a dog.
Linda Hamilton, Sarah Connor in The Terminator is 51 years old today. Olivia Newton-John, Sandy in Grease, of course, 59 years old today. And Jack LaLanne, fitness expert and stud. He is 93 years old today. And to celebrate his birthday, he's going to punch out 93 people.
I like it. Plan.
And he could.
Like to give a list.
In a heartbeat.
I meant to mention this earlier, but I have to bring it up because it's one of the greatest stories ever. What about Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend who faked his own death to
yes.
get away from her? What about that story?
That was great. Remember, she organized a search party
yeah.
and
yes.
looking for him, and she was heartbroken. And turns out,
like 2 years, she mourned for him. Like she wore black. She wouldn't date anyone else. And then it turned out that he was alive, and he changed his name and moved to South America or something just to get away from her.
He was
awesome.
He was tending bar to El Torito or something in Bolivia. Bad news.
At El Torito's. In Bolivia?
Yeah, but they call them McDonald's. It's very different world down there.
Did I tell you about my dog biting my pee-pee?
Yeah. You did. You mentioned that, yeah. I'm uncomfortable with that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm here to tell you, even though the new fall season is here, even though the new shows are on TV, I still think the internet wins. I still think if I had to choose between the internet and the TV, I'd have to choose the computer. I'm sorry, at this point. I think the internet is more entertaining. I think there's more stuff on it. And when stuff happens, it's up immediately. What are the chances we would have seen this coach, Mike Gundy from Oklahoma State, starting Saturday afternoon after his post-game press conference? Two schools playing that we don't care about. We didn't watch the game, yet all of a sudden this is a YouTube sensation because of what happened and because they're able to post this thing online. It's amazing.
There was a reporter, Jenny Carlson, who wrote a column on the front page and was saying that this quarterback, for the team, apparently was kind of a mamby-pamby, kind of a gets hurt easy, doesn't play very much when he's hurt.
A little bit of a mama's boy.
So she criticized him, and the coach, after they won the game, I think they won it like 49-45 over Texas Tech, he walked in, he held up the paper, and he went on a tirade against this reporter because she was attacking this little kid. He kept saying, kid, I mean, college is 21, 22, isn't it, by the time you're playing quarterback for a team?
I would think, yeah.
And we're going to play the audio. If you haven't heard it yet, you'll love how mad he gets. And you got a picture that this is a dude who's just pacing back and forth like a caged tiger, just screaming at these people in the room and holding up the newspaper in the air. And I guess his thought is, look, they're college students. They're not professional athletes. Go easy on them. And the reporter's point of view is, yeah, but they're playing, they're playing Division I football, and there's going to be a certain amount of scrutiny and a certain amount of pressure if that's going to be, we're allowed to question you.
It's not Pop Warner, A. And B, it's in Oklahoma. Dear God.
Oh, I mean, where football counts.
Serious. Yeah, that's like the religion there, for God's sake. So you're going to play quarterback on a team in college? You got to be able to take a little criticism, but not according to this coach.
This was brought to me by a mother of children. I think this is worth reading.
By the way, I don't really think I would want my mom going to the coach, pointing out a newspaper story. So he starts out, this is from a mother with kids. So we say, thanks for that.
Let me tell you why I want to talk about this article. Three-fourths of this is inaccurate. It's fiction. And this article embarrasses me to be involved with athletics tremendously. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child. And has never had a child that's had their heart broken and come home upset. And had to deal with the child when he is upset.
Okay, again, we're not talking about six-year-olds.
No,
right. We're talking about college football players.
Apparently they're never supposed to get upset.
He is, you could so tell he doesn't have anything prepared. He's making this up as he goes, and he's running 100% on emotion at this point.
And kick a person when he's down. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid.
And he sometimes is a mamby-pamby quarterback.
And he's not a professional athlete, and he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down. If you have a child someday, you'll understand how it feels. But you obviously don't have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand. But you haven't had that. But someday you will.
I wish the reporter was there, and I wish he would have gone, are you saying he's fat, coach?
And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right.
I don't think she was attacking him because he was doing everything right. Really cheeses me off. Yeah, he does everything right.
She was attacking him again because he didn't play, right? Because he was benched because, I guess, he had some minor injury or something like that.
He played poorly. He had some minor injuries. And his team got way behind both games he was playing quarterback, so they replaced him.
And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me?
Where are we at in society today? Come after me.
Okay.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm 40.
Like somebody was questioning his age.
I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. Write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades him and belittles him and you have to look him in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke.
What about the win today, Coach?
Someone called Coach Mike fat when he was a little boy.
I think you're on to something, Lisa.
We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do is 1-800-520-1067. We got a pair of tickets for you to the Off-Road Expo at the Fairplex in Pomona. That's Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th, the Off-Road Expo. That's your prize just for getting on the air and entertaining us for a minute.
Wow, we're going to make him entertain us for a minute?
Yep.
Our standards have gone way up.
Sing and dance.
Let's go to Tony in Whittier, 1-800-520-1067. Good morning, Tony.
What it do, nephews, or should I say nieces?
Depends on who you're talking to.
Hello.
That'd be you guys. You guys said that when you were in Vegas, you had the opportunity to interview Chris Angel.
Yes.
And you turned it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Because what's the point of saying...
Who wants to spend any time with him?
Hey, you could have totally played him. You could have interviewed him with a list. You guys could have totally clowned him.
Hang on, I got an email.
And you
did. Yeah, we don't usually do that.
Why
truthfully,
not?
If we really, really don't like someone, we don't have them on just to make fun of them.
No, we mock them behind their backs.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been so much better.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing is that if they come into our world, we're fine to stand up and tell them that they're bad. But to go after them and
seek them out and then clown on them, it's rude.
And the problem, Tony, is that we've had his management has been calling us 25 times a day since we started making fun of him. So really, we don't want to open that door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and there's a good reason for that, by the way.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag, the douchiest of all.
Plus, what if he waves his magic wand and turns us all into porcupines or something?
You guys could do some tricks back at him. I'm sure you could have.
Yeah.
What is going on with the way he dresses these days, by the way? He's getting crazier and crazier every time I see a picture of him now.
I'm wearing affliction. I'm an affliction wearer.
He's dressing like Mystery now, that pickup artist from that VH1 show. Just big, giant clown hats. And
he's got the emo hair.
Yeah, emo hair.
He's got all camouflage. The bling of like, all kinds
rubber
of
rubber bracelets and stuff. It's weird.
His little symbol.
Thank you for the call very much, Tony. I love it. I want to give them credit again. On the very first TMZ TV show, you know Harvey's got the TMZ website at TMZ.com, and now he's got the TV show on Channel 11. And on the very first show, this is one of the things that made me realize I was going to love this show when they said this.
And, I don't know, Chris Angel, he's just a douche.
I mean, you don't see that on too many TV shows, but I give him mad credit for saying something that we've all known.
All right, let's go to Dan, who's calling from Anaheim. Good morning, Dan.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, Dan.
Well, I'm an Iranian Jew.
Really?
I swear to God, man. Anyway, I go, people look at me, and then when I take a girl home, like, you're a Jew? What the hell's wrong with you?
You're an Iranian Jew.
Yep.
Now, Iranians are not Muslims, right? They're not Arabs, right?
There was, like, way back when, like, there was a small portion of them that were Jews, and we pretty much got kicked out in the Islamic Revolution.
I think Persian is what they are.
Persian?
Were you born in America?
No.
Yeah.
Born in America.
And what do you make, being of Iranian descent, what have your thoughts been about the president of Iran being here this week and causing all the controversy?
He's a nutcase. He's crazy.
Yeah. What do you think we should have done? A lot of people said we should have taken him out, should have taken the advantage of him being in New York and just bullet right to the head.
Well, he's crazy anyway. I just ignore him. So, whatever. Yeah.
We should just ignore him.
Just ignore him. That's what they said about Hitler, man.
That's right. That's right.
Iranian Jew, that's got to be rough.
Dude, imagine your home country is talking about demolishing you. Right?
Like, it's like being a gay Republican.
Oh, yeah. It can't stick myself. There's nothing I can do.
All right. Thank you, Dan, for the call. Let's go to Frank in Encino. Good morning, Frank. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, morning, guys. What it do?
What it do?
What it do, Frank?
Not much. I want to talk about the curse of O.J.
The curse of O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Okay.
There was his dream team.
Right.
And the one guy died.
Sure.
Johnny Cochran.
I just forgot.
Johnny,
there you go.
Johnny Cochran, that one guy, yeah.
Right, him.
And then Kardashian died.
Right.
That's right, yeah.
And now one of the guys that helped him with that alleged robbery or whatever had a heart attack the other day, and now he's dead.
Oh, that guy died? I didn't hear that.
I didn't know that.
That's what I heard.
Wow. And don't forget his ex-wife, Nicole. Don't forget her.
Yeah. And that waiter just waited on her. But wasn't the guy who had the heart attack from the whole Vegas story, wasn't he the victim? And couldn't that mean murder charges?
Not for OJ.
For who then? I mean, I thought they were charging.
I thought the guy with the heart attack was the guy who helped him with the, who was recording the conversation.
No, I don't.
That's the guy.
Yeah, no, but it seems like anyone that is
anyone
OJ allegedly murdered.
Yeah.
For some reason, OJ doesn't get in trouble, but at least he'll get some jail time.
Hopefully.
Do you think? I mean, is that why people are so fascinated by this story? Because they're hoping to actually see him do some real time.
I think what really screwed him over it was him coming out with that book.
Well, that didn't help.
Yeah, not at all.
If I did it, yeah, that was not a good PR move.
And have you guys seen the new title cover for the book?
No.
The word "if" is really, really small, and then I did it.
That's funny.
thank you, Frank.
And Robert Shapiro, he boxed Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's worse than
career suicide.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's as good as death. And let's close with Audrey on the line from the beautiful 909. What's going on in Fontucky, Audrey?
Nothing. Just called to say hello. Hi, Lisa Mae.
Hi, Audrey.
I was just calling because I didn't know if you guys had seen the previews. There's some new movie coming out. It's called Feel the Noise. It's produced by J-Lo, actually.
Feel the Noise?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like Stomp the Yard, but with Hispanics.
It's Hispanic Stomp the Yard.
Go ahead.
They do the same thing, the stepping? They do the same kind of competition?
Well, they're doing, like, I guess it's like some competition, just dancing, but instead of, like, just hip-hop, they added reggaeton and some, like, Hispanic chick.
Sweet. Does somebody at some point go, what are they doing? And then somebody else says, he's stomping the yard. Where are you from? They say that?
You just got blazed.
So.
Feel the Noise. I thought it was a dance competition for deaf kids.
Would be better that way, probably.
Because they just have to sense the vibrations.
Feel it.
Yeah,
I get that.
Or the biopic about Quiet Riot.
That's a good tip. Thank you, Audrey.
You're welcome.
Come on, feel the noise.
We will look for that movie and we will ignore it. But thank you very much for the tip on that. We appreciate it. And thanks to all of our special guests on today's show. How about Matt Hughes, by the way, former UFC welterweight champion of the world. He's, of course, on The Ultimate Fighter 6, 10 o'clock tonight on the Spike TV. Also, thanks to Ralph's new hero, Denny Blaze. Ralph, I see you're already wearing your Denny Blaze t-shirt.
You
well
just
done.
Got that blazed.
Was fast. You can go to DennyBlaze.com or check YouTube
Homeboard.
For Are You an Average Homie? Because that's apparently the hit sensation that the world has been waiting
for. Average Homeboard.
The video, if it's possible, is even worse and more interesting than the song.
It's way 80s, that's for sure. And thanks to the great Howie Mandel for joining us. Deal or No Deal is back again tonight on the TV at 8 o'clock. And tonight, a viewer, apparently, will win $1 million and have a Deal or No Deal girl come to his house with a briefcase. So, I mean, how do you not watch that?
I would take the briefcase full of cash, hit her in the head, knock her out, and then...
I don't think that's the plan.
Yeah. Live on television.
I've always tried to talk to people, if it's a live delivery on television, you have to answer the door naked. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
You have to do
jump
that.
On the Deal or No Deal girl.
Do they still do that thing with the Publisher's Clearing House where they go to your house to
prize patrol?
Bring the big check? The Price Patrol. Yeah.
I believe they do.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
I used to see that all the time on the TV, and it's been a long time since I've seen it. I just wondered if they finally ran out of cash.
I think no one was buying their magazines, and they realized it really wasn't worth it anymore.
Tomorrow morning, Petros Papadakis will be here talking about college football.
Yes, Petros? What side's that coming out of, Petros?
Okay. Also,
it's been reduced to that now.
It's a whole impression.
What I love is that you put a mic in front of Mike's mouth, and he knows how to make the comedy come alive.
He does. Courtney Love has a new perfume out.
Great.
I can't wait.
The Essence of Courtney.
What kind of container are they going to keep it in? It won't eat through. It's got to be made out of dilithium or something.
Jimmy Kimmel will be on the show tomorrow.
Fag.
Come on.
And by that, you mean British cigarette.
Federal Army General. He was a Federal Army General.
Good. That's what I thought you meant. We're gonna call South Africa. Okay, so that's all tomorrow morning.
Come on.
On the Kevin and Bean
We're not calling foreign
you, Bean.
Countries.
Thank you, Bean.
After all of the nightmares you've been through with that particular experience, you're going back to that well?
Yes.
The water's
well, the truth
poisoned.
The truth is, Ralph, I know you're worried about us making another call overseas, but apparently the station has set it up so that is no longer possible. So
that's true, yeah.
I mean, we can't call long distance right now, so that's the plan. If they get the phones fixed, we'll call South Africa. If not, it's going to be you in the other room playing a monkey, I'm sorry to say. So.
What else is new?
Or I can do it.
My whole career has been being in the other room playing a monkey.
Queen.
Chad Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Pearl Jam, Muse, Bush. Also, Jimmy Eat World, the new one from Finger 11, Bob Marley, and more after this on K-Rock.